KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
It's the Ramsey Show, talk radio where debt is dumb and cash is king. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's a weekend. That means you can call us 877-726-8255 and be part of the program. You got a question or comment on what's going on in the health field. Intelligent medicine means the best of high tech and the best of natural therapies. Putting that all together for you every weekend. And we've got lots to talk about this weekend. We're going to talk about how the mental health of teenagers has been threatened by the pandemic. Also, can you walk away from liver disease? And we'll also talk about some new developments on the breast cancer treatment front. Can women skip radiation and chemotherapy and do just fine? 877-726-8255. We'll talk about how supplements can relieve knee arthritis. Okay, well, big story this week is the train derailment in Palestine, Ohio. Ohioans have a funny way of taking names from foreign countries or foreign cities and putting their own spin on them. So it's Palestine, still spelled Palestine, but pronounced Palestine. In Ohio, you can also go to Berlin, Ohio, instead of Berlin. You can go to Lima, Ohio, instead of Lima. And you can visit Milan, Ohio, which is named after Milan and spelled the same way. So the idiosyncratic way of pronouncing stuff in that state. Okay, so big train crash and a huge explosion with a mushroom cloud and concerns about lingering pollution. We'll talk a little bit about vinyl chloride. Five of the cars contained vinyl chloride. We'll also talk about the hazards of plastics in general. But vinyl chloride is a building block for many types of plastics. It is a liquid when transported, and it was transported in those tank cars in that roughly 200-car train that derailed. And you can take vinyl chloride and you can make it into PVC, PVC known for pipes and rigid plastic, and then you can add to it phthalates, and that's an entirely different story because there weren't, to my knowledge, phthalates on the train, but we'll talk a little bit about phthalates later. Let's focus on vinyl chloride. Vinyl chloride is a very, very toxic substance. It turns out that short-term exposures to high levels of vinyl chloride in air causes nervous system effects such as dizziness, drowsiness, and headaches. The primary non-cancer health effect of long-term exposure to vinyl chloride is liver damage, including fatty liver and liver fibrosis and inflammation. But inhalation exposure to vinyl chloride has been shown to increase the risk of angiosarcoma. That was discovered when workers in vinyl chloride factories developed this rare form of cancer. It's an unusual form of cancer. You can also develop a more common type of cancer, hepatocellular liver cancer from vinyl chloride exposure. So vinyl chloride is stored as a liquid, but it's very, very dangerous substance. Transporting vinyl chloride, they say, presents the same risk as transporting other flammable gases such as propane or butane or natural gas, highly explosive gases. OSHA lists vinyl chloride as a class 1A flammable liquid. Doesn't get any worse than that. Fire Protection Association flammability rating of 4 out of 4. So what happened was when the cars were derailed, some of the vinyl chloride was released, but the liquid has a low boiling point. So liquid vinyl chloride will undergo something called flash evaporation. That doesn't sound good. Upon its release into normal atmospheric pressure, an uncontrolled flash evaporation can result in a boiling liquid expanding into a vapor explosion. And then the vapor is heavier than air, so it lingers in place. And so the thought was, let's light it up and get it out of there before it poisons people. So a decision was made to light up the vinyl chloride, and they create an enormous explosion with an ugly mushroom cloud. You've seen the pictures. When vinyl chloride is burned, it produces hydrochloric acid and something called phosgene. Now, phosgene isn't particularly good stuff. Phosgene is a poisonous gas, and it's something that smells like moldy hay, but it's an irritant that is 6 times more deadly than chlorine gas. In fact, phosgene was used by the Germans in World War II, and then ultimately it became the primary chemical weapon of the Allies. Phosgene was responsible for 85% of chemical weapons fatalities during World War II, because it kind of sneaks up on you. It's not caustic smelling like chlorine or mustard gas. Phosgene produced 90,000 to 100,000 fatalities with 1.3 million injuries. And that was all primarily from phosgene, started later in the war. They just kept innovating. They started with chlorine gas and mustard gas, and they said, phosgene, yeah, that's cool. That's going to kill more people, and it's more difficult to detect. So that stuff was released. The concern, too, is that 5 of the cars contained a vinyl chloride, but other hazardous chemicals were on the train, which included stuff like ethylene glycol monobutyl ether, ethyl hexyl acrylate, and isobutylene. All can cause irritation or neurological symptoms like dizziness and headaches. One tank car lost its entire load of butyl acrylate. That's a clear liquid used to make paint, adhesives, and caulk. Exposure to butyl acrylate can cause headache, dizziness, nausea, and irritation of the nose and throat and lungs. So, bad stuff released there, and so NPR reports, the official party line, since the fire was put out, they say air monitoring conducted by the EPA has not detected, quote, any levels of health concern in the area that would be connected to the train derailment. Well, the agency says they've screened indoor air at nearly 500 homes. No detection of vinyl chloride or hydrogen chloride has been identified. And I'm quoting here, the good news is by the time we were at the decision point for potentially bringing people who had evacuated back into an impacted area, we had on hand air testing that told us that the air really looked pretty much like it did before the event ever happened, said the Ohio Department of Health. So water samples taken last week showed very low levels of two contaminants, butyl acrylate and ethyl hexyl acrylate. That's probably from other train cars not containing the vinyl chloride. Additionally, no vinyl chloride was detected in the waterways. Well, you know, there's some pretty lurid pictures of people putting a stake in a pond with bubbling toxins coming to the surface with iridescent patterns. And that's not good. They say it's all going to go in the Ohio River, but because of the volume of water of the Ohio River, no problemo, because the dilutional effect will mean that it'll all be carried out down to the sea. Well, here's the kicker. Because most of the rail cars were carrying non-hazardous materials, Norfolk Southern, the rail line, was not subject to laws that would have compelled them to notify Ohio officials of the train's contents. So that's kind of a little loophole. It's like, if you have a bunch of hazardous material on a 200-car train, you know, maybe 15, 20, 30 cars, but your rest of the train is carrying innocuous materials like, you know, maybe some vegetables, fruit, some building materials, some cinder block, then it's okay. You don't have to declare that your train has hazardous materials on it. The governor of Ohio, Governor DeWine, on Tuesday urged Congress to consider changes to hazardous cargo notification requirements. He says, frankly, if this is true, and I'm told it's true, this is absurd. We should know when we have trains carrying hazardous material that are going through the state of Ohio. All right, we'll talk a little bit about plastics and vinyl chloride. Yeah, that's the least of it, because something they add to vinyl chloride is very hazardous. Back in a moment with more of Intelligent Medicine. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health, as well as your inflammatory balance. My preferred fish oil brand is Vital Nutrients, offering a line of 11 ultra-pure omega-3 solutions, including a nutrient-dense vegan option. I use Vital Nutrients myself and recommend it to my patients. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co for the Vital Nutrients line of ultra-pure omega-3 solutions. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, among them several stand out for their support of immune function and respiratory health. NAC, Allerol, Serrapeptase, and Abiotic Immune Plus. NAC promotes detoxification and healthy respiratory function. Allerol supports respiratory structures and functions. Serrapeptase supports a healthy response to biological stress. And Abiotic Immune Plus is a botanical formula designed to support healthy immune system function. NAC, Allerol, Serrapeptase, and Abiotic Immune Plus for supportive immune function and respiratory health. And they're available at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information and to order. If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flava Naturals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain function, heart health, and full body performance. But you'd have to eat 5 or more ordinary bars a day to get those benefits. Flava Naturals chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. I use it every day. For more information and to order, just go to FlavaNaturals.com. That's FlavaNaturals.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
When Black Bear Diner first opened, they filled the largest platters they could find. Not much has changed. Their legacy of huge portions continues today. And they've just introduced new diner deals. 6 new dinner combos and new homestyle side choices. Baby back ribs and tri-tip, chicken strips and tri-tip, chicken Alfredo, chicken and pesto, ribs and shrimp, and cod and shrimp. There is always plenty for your paws at Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive or order online at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
Now, this is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
This message comes to you from our sponsor Subaru and their first SUV of its kind, the all-new, all-electric 2023 Solterra, built to help protect the environment so it can be explored. It's the first electric vehicle to feature the legendary standard capability of symmetrical all-wheel drive to take you to places traditional electric vehicles can't reach. Love is now electric. Learn more at Subaru.com/Solterra.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255. We're talking about that train crash in Palestine, Ohio, and it released vinyl chloride and other harmful chemicals, but it's what they add to vinyl chloride that may pose longer-term hazards to humans, namely phthalates. It's a real good crossword puzzle word because it's got P-H-T-H and then A-L-A-T-E-S, so it's got a weird spelling. We'll talk a little bit about it in just a moment. 877-726-8255, our number. We got a call from John in Connecticut. Welcome.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. What's your question?
It's about blood pressure.
Yeah.
I didn't even realize it, you know, when I went to the doctor, and he said it was like 150, you know, the top number, systolic, is that right?
Yep.
And I just tested it. I did it today. You know, but how long are you supposed to wait after you have something to drink or eat? Half an hour?
Well, it's not so much a matter of that. You know, it should be done at rest. It should be done with your arm level. But getting blood pressure tested various times of the day can reveal, you know, what your overall average blood pressure is, because you're not always in a zen state in life, and your blood pressure may soar at various times during the day, even though when you're relaxed, it's normal. So what's you have any other health problems going on with you?
Well, I'm a diabetic.
Well, there you go. Anything. Yeah, and what's your height and weight?
I think I was like 184. I went to last time. I'm 5'9". I know I'm overweight. I don't know how.
Okay, right there, you know, that's a potential fix. You're what's called a type 2 diabetic. You're on but you've now become an insulin dependent diabetic. Rightly or wrongly, I'm not a big fan of insulin for the treatment of adult onset insulin resistant diabetic and overweight individuals. It'll keep you overweight. It'll keep you hungry, and that's not great. So, you know, the solution for both your blood sugar and your blood pressure is to drop some of the weight. And to do that, you need to go on a very low carb diet. So what do you have for breakfast, for example?
Well, I do have eggs once in a while. Sometimes I even grab because I pre-cook the broccoli. And
yeah, that sounds good. But do you have bread, pasta, cereal, things like that for breakfast?
I don't do that anymore. No.
Okay, so you're on a very low carb diet. Yeah.
Oh, I eat pounds of broccoli. I eat pounds of
well, that's all good. But the question is, you know, at times do you include carbohydrates in your diet? Because that is something that's going to perpetuate your weight. Okay, so, you know, rather than, I mean, it's possible to go through a detailed dietary history, you know, with a radio question. But, you know, suffice it to say you need to be on a very low-carb diet, even a ketogenic diet, to drop some of those pounds. What's your exercise level like?
It hasn't been as good lately because, I've had muscle aches and I got to get out there more.
So you got to kind of push through some of those limitations because exercise is a great antidote to diabetes and high blood pressure. But in terms of, you know, so three things, you know, diet, exercise, producing some weight loss, but also conditioning your system, reducing your insulin resistance. And there's certain supplements that can make a difference for your blood pressure. Certainly magnesium can be helpful. Coenzyme Q10 can be helpful. Chiolic aged garlic extract has been demonstrated in studies to bring blood pressure down. These are some of the measures that I would recommend that you take in order to turn things around. But the goal is to reduce the amount of insulin you take because the more insulin you take, the more fat stays on your body and the less likely it is that you'll overcome diabetes and its related problem, which is hypertension. The two tend to go together. 877-726-8255, our number. When we return, we'll talk about those nasty phthalates that are added to vinyl chloride to make plastics. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. As an Intelligent Medicine listener, you know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. But vetting your sources and tracking down the exact products you need can be a hassle. That's why I'm inviting you to browse my online supplement dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. We stock only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. The very same supplements I prescribe to my patients and take myself. My specially curated professional-grade supplements are fulfilled via the FullScript network. FullScript is the safest and most convenient way to purchase my medical-grade supplements. Buying through FullScript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant, and offers world-class support. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. You'll also receive free shipping on all of your store orders. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com.
You remodel your kitchen, you remodel your bathroom. Now remodel your gut. That's right, your gut. Any successful remodel job requires workers to show up with the necessary tools and ready to work. Well, it's just like that with probiotics. They need to come with prebiotics to encourage growth, as well as postbiotics to nourish the gut. And Dr. O'Hara's probiotics do just that. Dr. O'Hara's is the only probiotic capsule that contains a rich nutritional prebiotic, along with a full spectrum of 12 selected probiotic strains and naturally derived postbiotics. During a 3-year fermentation process, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics create healthy, organic nutrients and the diversity of flora that are necessary for long-term digestive health. So remodel your gut today with the right workers. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics online, as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers nationwide today.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
The City of Redding cares about clean, affordable transportation. Redding Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, Pasta, and More, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Redding at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Attention veterans. Did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255 for questions or comments. We're talking about the rail car tragedy in Palestine, Ohio, which is spread a plume of pollution over wide area in the Ohio River Valley. And the initial problem is with the release of vinyl chloride, which can be carcinogenic, causing a rare form of liver cancer, but also other forms of more common liver cancer, brain and lung cancers, lymphoma and leukemia. But the big problem across the United States is with something that the rail cars weren't carrying. That's another story. Phthalates. Phthalates are a family of compounds that have been widely used for well over 50 years. And there's a lot of controversy about their use. There's actually talk of banning them. They have useful properties for consumer products. One of the common uses is to soften vinyl plastic, whose primary ingredient is vinyl chloride, which is converted into polyvinyl chloride, but it's rigid. And for certain things like shower curtains, boots, IV tubing, you want to take that hard plastic that a plumber might use, and then you add about 30% by weight of phthalate. That's got a weird spelling, P-H-T-H, pronounced phthalate. The P-H is silent, I guess. You get soft, pliable vinyl plastic. And phthalates are used also in many personal care products, such as colognes, perfumes, soaps, and shampoos, and the coatings of some medications, and vinyl tubing used for food processing. Phthalates are used in hundreds, if not thousands, of different products. And they get into you in a variety of ways. First of all, they're ubiquitous now in the environment. So human exposure to phthalates leached from waste plastics is virtually inevitable. But you can inhale them in polluted air, maybe if you're close to a plastic factory, or if you're near Ground Zero at the World Trade Center, where hundreds of tons of plastics combusted and were released into the air. I remember the smell. I will remember this, the smell to the end of my life. It's just a distinctive smell of burnt plastic. And then there's the dermal route. You can literally absorb it through your skin, and it's particularly a concern for residents who live near phthalates manufacturing industries. And then there's the oral route. Some dairy products, fish, seafood, and oils are found to have high levels of phthalates. You can also get phthalates in your water, particularly if you have well water. And then there's, unfortunately, placental absorption. Phthalates are also found across the placenta blood barrier, which is the major exposure route of the fetus. And that's particularly concerning because phthalates can potentially disrupt the endocrine system. They have been referred to colloquially as gender benders. Health concerns about the detrimental effects of phthalates on the development and reproductive system have been raised. Compared to adults, kids are much more vulnerable and sensitive to phthalates exposure, especially during early growth. And one of the common effects of phthalates, and this has been very well demonstrated in animal models, they've been shown to be anti-androgenic. In other words, they decrease testosterone. In studies with rats, it's been shown that if you dose the pregnant mother, the offspring have defects of the male reproductive tract. They have alterations in their genitals and their effects on the brain as well in terms of sexual development. So, in the last 10 years, there are epidemiologic studies that show that prenatal exposure to phthalates affect children's neurodevelopmental and neurobehavioral outcomes. So, maternal exposure to phthalates during pregnancy, it's absorbed via the placenta, can impair child brain development and increase children's risk for learning, attention, and behavioral disorders. So the problem that this illustrates is that we have a pervasive reliance on plastics, and the plastics industry can set us up for tragedies like have occurred in Palestine, Ohio. But the problem extends all across the United States and the world, and these toxic compounds can have profound, harmful human effects. And so, you know, when they say, oh, it's fine, you can go back, our testing reveals nothing, that's not very reassuring because so many government pronouncements these days, like pronouncements about COVID, pronouncements about the vaccine, pronouncements about masking, have been undermined because they turned out not to be true. And then there's the case of Ground Zero, World Trade Center site, where workers were reassured that they could go back there. They did the extensive testing, and now we see a plethora of long-term diseases developing decades after exposure. And so we really, really need to spend more time investigating the potential health effects of these substances to protect our populace from some of the insidious dangers associated with them. This is just a blip on the landscape of toxicity that's occurring not just in Palestine, but across the country. 877-726-8255, our number. And here's an interesting item. This the FDA has approved a qualified health claim. A qualified health claim means that, well, let me explain. When you talk about a food or a supplement, you can't claim it treats or prevents a disease. That's part of an agreement that was hashed out between the government, the FDA, and the supplement industry called DSHE, the Dietary Supplement Health Education Act. And so you can't say such and such treats such and such disease. You just can't say it, but you could say it supports a healthy blood pressure or it supports healthy liver function, but you can't say it, say, prevents hepatitis or treats hypertension. But the FDA does allow for a few select qualified health claims, and the key word here is may. Such and such may help to reduce the risk of a potential disease. May. It's kind of, weak tea. And there are very few qualified health claims. Just a handful. I'll give you some examples. Calcium, vitamin D may help to forestall osteoporosis. They say that sugar substitutes may help to reduce the incidence of cavities. Fiber may help to reduce the risk of cancer. And fiber may also, these are the qualified health claims that have been approved and can be put on packaging to entice consumers to buy certain products because of the health benefits. Fiber may reduce the risk of cardiovascular disease. And then there's omega-3s. Omega-3s, they say, may reduce the risk of hypertension and coronary heart disease. And there's a few other folate and neural tube defects we've known about for a long time. Folate supplementation has curbed the incidence of these March of Dimes disorders used to be the basis of telethons. Just giving supplementary folate to pregnant moms has made a dent on these devastating conditions. So, exciting news, folks. On February 3rd, 2023, the FDA approved a qualified health claim stating that cocoflavanols in high flavanol cocoa powder may reduce cardiovascular disease. That's pretty cool. This approved health claim is based on a 2018 filing stating that 200 milligrams of cocoflavanols can support heart health. And the FDA took 5 years to get around to approving the claim. But they also qualify this by saying that scientific evidence is still somewhat limited. But that is not surprising considering the relatively low flavanol levels, 200 milligrams under consideration. Our sponsor, which is Flavonaturals, delivers four times that much, more than four times that much, 900 milligrams per serving of cocoa powder. The claim is based on studies such as the COSMOS trial, suggesting that 500 milligrams to 1,000 milligrams of cocoa flavanols daily may be needed to show the robust cardiovascular benefits. There are new flavanol guidelines from the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics recommending 400 milligrams to 600 milligrams to achieve cardiometabolic outcomes. So we acknowledge that as the qualified health claim is a big step forward in recognizing the enormous potential benefits of cocoa flavanols, although you probably already knew that. And let me give you a heads up on how to get a hold of these products, because I've been looking high and low for a cocoa product that could meet these requirements, that's high in flavanols, and can deliver meaningful amounts of healthful flavanols with great flavor and minimal sugar. And I'm thrilled to have found Flava Naturals. Flava Naturals Performance Dark Chocolate Bars and Cocoa Powder deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of typical dark chocolate. You can buy it at commercial brands, but you won't get as much. Their secret is sourcing premium high flavanol cocoa beans and processing them naturally. The result is decadent dark chocolate with the flavanol levels needed to help improve your blood pressure and cholesterol levels and possibly reduce your chance of heart attack and stroke. Now there's a qualified health claim that we can make. I use it every day. In fact, I took some through some cocoa powder in my coffee prior to doing the show. And don't I sound smarter? Yeah, I think I do. You may not agree. To order, just go to FlavaNaturals.com. That's FlavaNaturals.com. There you'll find details on Harvard's Cosmos study and great recipes, too. That's FlavaNaturals.com. Check it out. 877-726-8255, our number. We invite you to call and join our program today with a question or comment. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health, as well as your inflammatory balance. My preferred fish oil brand is Vital Nutrients, offering a line of 11 ultra-pure omega-3 solutions, including a nutrient-dense vegan option. I use Vital Nutrients myself and recommend it to my patients. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co for the Vital Nutrients line of ultra-pure omega-3 solutions. If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flava Naturals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain function, heart health, and full body performance. But you'd have to eat 5 or more ordinary bars a day to get those benefits. Flava Naturals chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. I use it every day. For more information and to order, just go to FlavaNaturals.com. That's FlavaNaturals.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit ReadingCivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlie's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco M Brew.
If you think, I can't find someone that can do it as well as I can, you're wrong. Delegating is the fastest way to grow your business, and this book, Who Not How, will change the way you think about it. Who Not How by Dan Sullivan. Pick it up today.
Join America's Small Business Conversation
on The Pat Miller Show.
Available now at patmillershow.com.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255, our number if you want to get in on the conversation. And there's a new article here that addresses a condition called NAFLD, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. Of course, alcohol will destroy your liver at high levels. It's a major cause of liver failure and cirrhosis and the need for liver transplantation. But actually, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease is the result of diet. And mostly, it is caused by a high sugar, high carbohydrate diet. Example of fatty liver occurs in culinary art. Pâté de foie gras is something that is now deemed a cruelty-associated indulgence. In fact, I think banned in California now because of the cruelty of how they raise these animals. How do you get a goose to have a fatty liver? Well, you put a funnel in their mouth, and then you force feed them white bread or cornmeal, and you induce fatty liver. Then they have a big, fat, fatty liver. You kill them. You grind up the liver, and then you get pâté de foie gras. That's pâté of liver, fatty. Literal translation. The global prevalence of NAFLD, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, is about 25%. In the U.S., it's greater than 34%. And that may be an underestimate. There may be a lot of people walking around with some degree of fatty liver. We see it all the time. And in fact, doctors kind of ignore it. They say, your liver function's a little off. You know, but you probably have fatty liver. You fit the bill, you're overweight, you're eating high on the hog, and you probably have some fatty liver. It doesn't show up as a problem until you progress to something called NASH, which stands for non-alcoholic steatohepatitis. That's an inflammatory condition. 20% of people with NAFLD will progress to NASH. NASH prevalence in the United States is about 3 to 5%. It's the leading cause of liver transplantation in women. And in men, it's number two. Number one continues to be hepatitis, But with improved treatments of hepatitis C in particular, a lot of people acquired hepatitis C. Baby boomers got it because of transfusions or sometimes IV drug use, even sexual contact. And so, but pretty soon, because of the successful treatments of hepatitis C, NASH, the leading cause for both men and women, will be diet. And according to a new study, you can literally walk away from fatty liver. The study says that exercise training is 3.5 times more likely to result in a clinically meaningful response in liver fat compared with standard clinical care for patients with non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. What does it take? An exercise dose of 750 mets. That translates to 150 minutes per week of brisk walking was required to achieve a treatment response. Alternatively, you can cut it in half by amping it up by running 75 minutes or cycling 75 minutes. I think I qualify on that. I took a 49-mile, three-hour bike ride in Death Valley this last week. I took a bike tour out there. And pushed the limits a little bit in terms of how far I could go. So they say that in this article that exercise training has been shown to provide multiple benefits for patients with NAFLD. The gains include improvements in liver fat, physical fitness, body composition, vascular biology, and health-related quality of life. So the threshold for a clinical benefit is a 30% or more relative reduction in liver fat. And in this study, they found that individuals who walked for 150 minutes per week had a much greater likelihood of reaching this clinical threshold of 30% or more relative reduction in fat than did individuals who were treated with usual care. And, of course, there is no drug treatment for fatty liver. I mean, it's one of those holy grails of the pharmaceutical industry. They want to find a drug to treat this pervasive problem. It would be a multi-billion dollar drug, but so far they've come up short. A lot of failed drug trials. There are supplements that can help fatty liver, phosphatidylcholine, TMG or betaine. Probiotics may help, silymarin, N-acetylcysteine. These are among the supplements that I give to patients with fatty liver. I will tell you that I have enormous success in turning this around for patients. They come in with ultrasounds that show that their liver is loaded with fat, and a subsequent ultrasound of the right upper quadrant showing the liver shows that the fat has disappeared after a program of diet and exercise and the right supplements. It can be turned around. 877-726-8255, our number for Intelligent Medicine. As an Intelligent Medicine listener, you know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. But vetting your sources and tracking down the exact products you need can be a hassle. That's why I'm inviting you to browse my online supplement dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. We stock only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. The very same supplements I prescribe to my patients and take myself. My specially curated professional-grade supplements are fulfilled via the FullScript network. FullScript is the safest and most convenient way to purchase my medical-grade supplements. Buying through FullScript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant, and offers world-class support. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com to sign up for your...
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding. We will resume normal programming shortly.
Beyond. The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
goes beyond a traditional artifact display. I caught up with creative producer Mark Locke.
This year is the 100th anniversary of the discovery of King Tut's tomb. We wouldn't do this show if it wasn't for National Geographic.
In partnership with National Geographic, Mark Locke explains about the final room of this walkthrough exhibit with the huge Egyptian boat in the middle and stories that play all around you.
When that death mask, the gold mask, creeps from the floor to the ceiling, that's a moment.
It's something you need to experience for yourself. Head over to beyondkingtut.com for more. That's beyondkingtut.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. A pair of shootings in Memphis has left at least one person dead and 10 others injured.
Police believe the incidents are connected. Authorities are looking for three individuals they're calling persons of interest. The first call was to a nightclub early this morning. Two victims were transported to the hospital in critical condition. Five others were treated and released. While police were at that scene, they were notified of a second shooting about a mile away. There, one male victim was pronounced dead. Three others were transported in critical condition. George Williams reporting.
In Galena Park, Texas, near Houston, three girls ages 19, 14, and 13 were shot and killed by a man who later committed suicide. A 12-year-old girl was able to grab an infant and escape unharmed. Also at SRNNews.com, Florida Senator Marco Rubio calling on President Biden to request the immediate resignation of Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg. In a letter to the president, Rubio complains about what he calls a gross level of incompetence and apathy that's detrimental to the safety and prosperity of the American people. He alleges that Buttigieg downplayed and ignored crisis after crisis while prioritizing topics of little relevance to our nation's transportation system over the first 2 years of the Biden administration. Russia's war with Ukraine will cross the one-year mark this week. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby tells Fox News Sunday it's tough to say when the war and the U.S. support will end.
President Zelensky, as the commander-in-chief, gets to determine if and when he's ready to sit down and negotiate with Mr. Putin and under what circumstances. What we're focused on is making sure that he has all the tools to succeed on the battlefield so that if it comes to a negotiation or when, that he can succeed at the negotiating table as well.
At a security conference in Munich, the U.S. has determined Russia committed crimes against humanity. More at townhall.com.
Mr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that, I can tell you, fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years now. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the three-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
French President Emmanuel Macron's pension plan has unleashed the most turbulent debate in years in the National Assembly, with uncertainty looming over the final outcome.
Tensions at Parliament are fed by the unpopularity of the reform that seeks to raise the minimum retirement age from 62 to 64, amid other measures. The bill started being examined recently, and over 20,000 amendments have been proposed, mostly by a leftist opposition coalition. The parliamentary situation is challenging for Macron, who's vowed to go ahead with the reform.
Jeremy House reports, in last year's elections, Macron's centrist alliance won the most seats but lost its majority in the assembly. The end of the legislative process is not expected before next month. The leading contenders in Nigeria's presidential election have made their last push for support a week before the West African nation's key election. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The move to secede from Oregon is gaining steam.
The Idaho House passed a resolution on Wednesday to begin talks with the Oregon legislature about potentially expanding the Idaho border into eastern Oregon. It's part of the Greater Idaho Movement, which seeks to absorb 11 Oregon counties, or 63% of the state's landmass, into Idaho. The movement began with conservative Oregonians who were angry that left-wing residents in northwest Oregon control state politics. The measure will now go to the Idaho Senate for approval, but it must also be approved by the Oregon legislature and Congress. 11 rural Oregon counties have already signed on to the petition for expansion. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Well wishes and fond memories for former President Jimmy Carter pouring in just a day after he entered hospice care at his home in Plains, Georgia. The 39th president was saying he wanted to spend more time with his family with the time he had left. Townhall.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
Appreciate you being here today. The mission of Senior Care Live is to provide information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. And we have an excellent program for you here. But look, first, all right, I live in Kansas City. Okay, so you know where I'm going with this. I think most people know where I'm going. Sean's over here smiling like, yeah, well, that's fine. he's a Broncos fan, and I still love him. So so is my wife, and I still love her. So anyway, we all have our flaws, right? No, I'm just kidding. But anyway, our flagship station is here in the Kansas City metro area, Talk 980 KMBZ. And on the sports side of things, on 610, and then we've got there's the FM side of things. They actually broadcast the Chiefs, all the Chiefs games. So here's the bottom line: how about those Chiefs? We are so pumped up. We are so stoked. Our second Super Bowl in three tries, both of them, all of that within 4 years. It's been an amazing run. I got to say, we're getting a little bit spoiled around here by all of this winning, but I will never get sick of it. I'll never get tired of it. The parades, the everything, it's just amazing. So I just wanted to just kind of crow a little bit here and say I'm really proud of our hometown football team, and it's really, really exciting time to be a Chiefs fan. So anyway, just wanted to say that, even though this isn't a sports program, but anyway, how about those Chiefs? So, all right. So, want to actually get back to the actual material that I wanted to cover today before I interrupted myself with Chiefs stuff. And want to talk to you a little bit about these free referral services. And the reason that it kind of piqued my interest, and really, again, I always tell you when I run into things during the week, sometimes that'll give me a nudge to share some of that with you on the program that following weekend, and then provide information or set the record straight, whatever the case may be. So I'm speaking with just a very, very dear couple, just the sweetest people ever.
And they went out looking for a continuing care retirement community. And they looked at either five or six places. And after the last tour, he looked at her and his the husband looked at his wife and he goes, "What are we doing? We need to call Steve." Right. And so he told me, "Frankly, we're more confused now than we were before we ever started this whole journey, this whole search." And he shared a story with me that I wanted to share with you. And this is very common. It's just such dirty pool. I can't believe these places haven't gotten in trouble for this yet. And so here's the story. He said, "My wife called a particular senior care community to get some information, request some brochures, maybe set up a tour. She called and she thought very clearly, she thought she was calling directly to the community. And as it turns out," he said, "a broker, right, a middleman," which is, by the way, one of the free referral services, "they intercepted the call. They kind of portrayed themselves as working for or at the community that she was calling." He said, "But then it was really weird. Then they said, 'Okay, now we can set up this tour, and then we'll set you up on a tour at this place, and we'd recommend you going over here and setting up a tour at that place.'" And she's like, whoa, wait a minute. I thought I was calling, you know, XYZ senior care community." Well, yeah, I mean, we're with them and everything. And then they started asking about, you know, they referred them to for VA benefits. They referred them to some VA company, or not VA company, but veterans benefits company that charges, you know, huge fees. And it just got out of control real fast. So he said, just hang up. And they called me. And I'm going to walk them through this. So I thought it would be a good idea to compare senior care consulting to the free referral services. So here we go. Let's jump into this. Senior care consulting, we work for you, and we represent you and your family. The free referral services, they work for a limited number of area facilities, and they represent them. So we work for you. They represent them. Our job is to help, so senior care consulting, our job is to help you with critical decisions. Their job is to fill their clients' buildings. So do you see how this is going here? Okay. We work for you. They work for them. Our job to help you make decisions. Their job is to help fill their clients' buildings. Okay. Senior care consulting. We do not accept reimbursement. Not one single penny from any senior care community ever, never have, never will. In over 20 years, I've never received one penny from any senior care community. Quite the opposite with the free referral services. This is how they make their money. They are paid huge commissions. Many call that a kickback, by the short, incomplete list of facilities they highly recommend. Right? Let me give you an example of that. Many of them will receive a 100% commission, 100% of the first month's cost. So let me put that in perspective. If you choose an assisted living community, and that assisted living community costs you $8,000 per month, and it could easily cost you $8,000 per month, and that free, I'm putting my air quotes up, it's such a joke, free referral service gets 100%. Guess what their commission or their kickback is? $8,000. So it's no wonder they highly recommend this place. Of course they do. Senior care consulting, we research the entire marketplace to find the best fit for your unique situation. That's how it's supposed to be, right? Ideally. Well, that's what we do. That's how we do it. the free referral services, they will only refer or recommend you to a limited number of partner facilities willing to pay them very large sales commissions, a referral fee, or many refer to that as a kickback. Okay, so are you sick of this yet? I know they're sick of me sharing it with you, I'll tell you that. They don't like this, but I love it. And again, mission of Senior Care Live is to provide information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. This is really, really interesting and valuable information. Senior Care Consulting. When researching the market, we do not provide your personal information, essentially acting as a filter so that you're not contacted by a lot of facility sales representatives. The free referral services, it's quite the opposite. They forward your personal confidential information to their limited, incomplete list of contracted partner facilities. And then guess what happens? It's a race to see who gets to you first. Your phone will explode with phone calls. And about the 10th call of an aggressive salesperson trying to get you on the line and get you out for a tour and all that stuff, you're like screaming and yelling at them, you people need to stop calling me. You're driving me crazy. Okay. Senior Care Consulting, we tour the communities with you and we conduct a performance audit, meaning basically we ask a lot of questions that most people would never know to ask. Our entire process, you'll spend about 3 to 4 hours during the whole thing. The free referral services, most of them do not tour facilities with you. You'll spend hours just returning all of the calls you receive from aggressive sales personnel, and this is only the beginning of your journey with them. And then in conclusion, Senior Care Consulting, we provide to you a summary report that includes a wealth of objective, data-driven information, and this will help you make an informed decision. The free referral services will tell you all about the facility's amenities, very similar to what you would hear about when choosing a hotel while planning your next vacation. All right, so if that isn't one heck of a difference, I don't know what is. And I'm going to have more on that coming up next. But first, the Senior Care Live question of the week. The free referral services are free to you because they don't work for you. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
And now, Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
Are your legal affairs in order? Are your legal documents up to date? Many people are very surprised to learn their documents fall short when they need to use them. Does your healthcare power of attorney meet HIPAA regulations? Does your power of attorney for finance have specific examples of when authority can be exercised? Or is it a simple one- or two-page document? Do you realize that a will goes to probate and a trust avoids probate? Did you check the TOD box on your car title? If you haven't updated your legal documents in the last 5 years, consult with an experienced elder law attorney or estate planning attorney immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800.
913-945-2800 or visit SeniorCareLive.com. SeniorCareLive.com.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hymns.com/joy. At Hymns, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hymns.com/joy. That's 4hymns.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. Democrats are using scare tactics to accuse Republicans of wanting to cut your Social Security. With Social Security running out of money already, what are they trying to do? Come for your 401ks and IRAs. Are there plans to make your investments controlled by the government? Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. The free referral services are free to you because they don't work for you. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is... true. The answer is true. And again, they do not appreciate me pointing out how their business model works. And sometimes I've even had some people get pretty mad at me. They're even kind of yelling at me. And I'm like, why are you getting so upset? If there's nothing wrong with your business model, then you shouldn't have any problem with me talking about it and educating people on how you actually operate. Isn't that amazing? So think about it. Free is a powerful word. I mean, it is, and that's just the truth of it. But do you think these folks are volunteers? Is that why it's free? They volunteer their time to help you? No. No, you know that. Is this a charitable organization, a charitable endeavor? No, not at all. This is a profit-making, generating machine. They're just printing money. I mean, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. They're free to you because they don't work for you. Think about that. So do you think they have your best interest in heart, or do they actually have the best interest of who they work for? And guess who they work for? So the basic answer to that question is you work for who pays you. That's who you work for. So when you have one of these folks highly recommending, strongly recommending this place for your mom, your dad, your spouse, your loved one, and then if you choose that place, then they get a big fat kickback of $4,000 or $5,000 or $6,000 or $8,000 or maybe even $9,000 or $10,000. Is that in your best interest? Was it really? Or was it in their best interest? It's just unbelievable. It's unbelievable. I can't believe that some of these deceptive business practices are allowed to continue. Just like this very sweet lady making a phone call directly to the community only to get intercepted by one of these hustlers, one of these brokers. Her husband referred to it as a broker, a middleman. And she's like, wait a minute, if I'm calling you for a tour, why would you be referring me and recommending me to visit some of your competitors? That doesn't make sense. Am I really speaking to someone with, you know, such and such a senior care community? We work with them. I mean, they stuttered and stammered all over their place. They were kind of busted at that point. I've read to you on previous episodes complaints to the Better Business Bureau of this very same thing, and they called it a deceptive business practice, the person filing the complaint. You could probably look that up on your own, bbb.org, Better Business Bureau, bbb.org. You could probably find them on your own. I did. I just did a simple search, and I read a whole bunch of the Better Business Bureau complaints to you in a previous episode. So that's the bottom line. I could go on and on and on forever and ever about these things, but look, this is a you get what you pay for situation. All right. So if you want to go to a free referral service, be my guest, but you really need to know what you're getting into. Here's one of the things that it always just sticks with me. And I got to say, my brain is, I'm just not wired like this. And I thank God, literally, I thank God that I'm not wired this way. But if you're one of these free referral service representatives and you're out there, and you're like, okay, well, you know, this place is great, and this, and you know, I recommend this place and this place and blah blah blah. Here's a question for you: what if the best place for your loved one is right across the street, and that place is not willing to pay to play? They're not willing to pay 100% of the first month's cost for your commission. They're like, wait a minute, that's a terrible price to pay. We will do our own marketing. Thank you very much. We're not going to pay you. We're choosing not to pay to play. So if you're that representative and you know that the best place for these people looking to you for direction, you know the best place is across the street, but they're not on your list. So you never tell them about them, and you only tell them about the place on your short, incomplete list because that's how you get paid. Shame on you. And you know what I'm going to call that? I'm going to call that straight up unethical. Yeah, I said it. I said the unethical word. Here's my question to you if you're one of those representatives doing that. How do you sleep at night? Seriously. How do you sleep at night? I couldn't. I am not wired that way. And again, I thank God that I'm not wired that way. From the very beginning, when I started senior care consulting so many years ago, it never crossed my mind ever, not for one second, to charge the senior care communities some kind of a fee. That never made sense to me. Again, not wired that way. I've always felt that a transparent, fair, flat fee for service representing my clients, that's how this should be. Just like an attorney or a tax accountant or any other professional service provider working on behalf of their clients. We work for you, on behalf of you and your family. We work in your best interest. In the financial world, there's a term for that. Now, we're not a financial services type of a service, but a similar term is fiduciary. So if your financial advisor or financial firm is a fiduciary, they are bound by law to work in your best interest. And there are ways to measure that and to prove whether you are or you are not working in your client's best interest. Okay, so we don't have that type of a term in the business that I'm in, helping people find the right senior care community. But if there was such a term, we would have it. We would own it, and the free referral services would not. Okay, so if that's caught your attention, if you're overwhelmed by your search, if you're like, oh my gosh, I'm talking to one of these free referral services, I had no idea that it worked that way, I would invite you to reach out to my firm, Senior Care Consulting, at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, or visit online at seniorcareconsulting.com. And I'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit seniorcarelive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
What's being hidden from us about the COVID-19 scenario, about covert climate engineering operations that are wreaking havoc with weather all over the world, about the totality of unfolding and accelerating global environmental collapse? If you're willing to face and investigate shocking, verifiable realities that mainstream media sources and their distract and divide talking heads will never tell you, tune into the commercial-free, non-political, global alert news hour, Saturday at 11 a.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Top or laptop, and you want to do the right thing for the environment and recycle your computer. But what about all that data, including your personal information, still on the hard drive? Well, Tim Marcheson from CBL Data Recovery fills us in on their free data shredder tool.
That's correct. There's the CBL Data Shredder, which was developed by our engineers. It will overwrite all of the sectors and zero them out on storage media, whether it's an old hard drive or external unit, a laptop. It removes to various standards of your choosing, whether it be RCMP standards or the Peter Gutmann 36 pass standard.
Wow.
All of this is,
sounds thorough. Yeah.
Yeah, it is thorough, and it's meant to eliminate any chance of having your information roam freely out in the world should you decide to get rid of your storage.
And that keeps your personal info protected.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Close your eyes and look around you. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Seeing transcends eyesight. Close your eyes, for instance, and look around your mind. From your most immediate memories to the deepest recesses of times long ago, your mind is filled with endless analogs and lessons that can guide you every step of the way. Life is not complicated. That's not to say, of course, that it's not extraordinarily challenging at times, but it is to say the path is possible, and it's far more achievable than you think. So the next time you encounter struggles, consider closing your eyes to look around your mind to find the answers and all the support you need to make it through. For more insight into your mind, check out my book, Walking Through Anger, which is about far more than anger, but about emotional management.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to seniorcarelive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so now I want to shift gears and address anyone in our listening audience all around the nation who is moving to a senior care community and now you're just not sure what to do with your house. And with that, I'd like to introduce to you my friend and special guest today in studio, Mr. Ben Socek. He's the owner-operator of Home Downsizing Solutions. And Ben, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Hello, Steve. Thanks for having me back again, and great to be here. Hopefully, I can impart some great information to the listeners today, and they'll get some great value out of that.
Absolutely. And as you know, our flagship station is right here in the Kansas City metropolitan area. But since this is now a nationally syndicated radio program, it goes all over the country. And Ben, you can help clients or families or individuals anywhere in the country. Is that correct?
That's correct. We buy primarily ourselves, our own company in the Midwest, but we certainly have known connections and individuals that other companies that can help you out no matter where you're at. So we can make sure that we facilitate that and take care of all your listeners.
Okay. All right. Excellent. And tell us what you do with Home Downsizing Solutions.
Home Downsizing Solutions, I guess I like to say that we help seniors and their families transition to senior living in as stress-free and hassle-free as we possibly can by buying their house direct from them.
Okay.
So we save them from getting a house show ready, from any showings that might be necessary in a traditional selling situation, having who knows who coming through your house at inopportune times, and a person does not have to do any repairs or maintenance updates to a house to sell it to us. We buy the house literally as is, with or without any stuff, of course. And one of the big benefits is that we can buy a house, but a person can then typically stay in the house for 30, 60, sometimes 90 days until they make a transition to their new home or apartment community. So we can specialize and, customize a real estate solution for whatever they need.
See, so that is incredible. So there are, you know, tens and tens of thousands of people right now preparing to move to senior care at any level, independent living, assisted living, long-term care. Many may need memory care, et cetera, et cetera. And that's a very stressful time in your life as the senior, as that individual, or maybe a couple, but also for the family, because the family's like, well, wait a minute. What are we going to do with mom's house? and they're already stressed out enough because of this huge life-changing event, and this is one of the toughest transitions that a person could work through. And so, what are they going to do with the house, and how could you help that person?
again, we talk to individuals as to what they want to see happen, what is going on with their specific situation, so that we can provide a solution that is custom tailored to what they need us to do with the real estate. And the other couple of things that I'd like to mention is in this day and age, it's so easy to have a company or entity say that they buy houses, but my company has actually been doing it for more than literally 25 years at this point, and have the funding available so that we can close as quick as a title company can check title and prepare closing paperwork, which in some cases has been literally within 24 hours of getting a contract. And so if you do want to sell a house on a timely basis and feel that the benefits we offer are good, are positive, that you find value in, then we can be a great solution for people. The other thing is, I'm a veteran, and some people care about that, some people don't, but I certainly want to do all that I can to take care of the individuals that are making that transition, because it is a stressful time. Typically, a house is the most valuable item a person has a lot of times, and so we take that very seriously to do everything that we can to make that transition, again, as stress-free and hassle-free as possible.
Mr. Ben Socek with Home Downsizing Solutions, 402-450-0199. You can also, Ben has an excellent website. It's spelled exactly as it sounds, Home Downsizing Solutions. Don't forget the S, HomeDownsizingSolutions.com. And so, Ben, obviously, we are addressing seniors and their caregivers on this program, and it is so common for someone to be helping their mother, their father, maybe even both of their parents move, you know, transition from their home to a senior care community, and the parents or the parent, they've lived in this house for so many times, they've lived there for decades, and they have, you know, all of this stuff. The house, frankly, needs updated. It may be in disrepair. And so we have a lot of issues. Can you work with someone in that kind of a situation where we still have shag carpet? You know, we might have some fluorescent light fixtures that they've been in there for 40 years. Can you work with someone like that, a house like that, as far as being able to buy it as is and help that person out?
Absolutely. We work with all kinds of situations. We work with hoarder situations.
Okay.
Or what I've heard the term aggressive collector
situations. Aggressive collector, yeah.
And so literally we've worked with a lot of situations, you know, a lot of stuff. We've helped people get to a better environment that it really wasn't a safe environment for them to be living in to start with because of, you know, different issues. But we've literally worked with about anything that you can think of. In 25-plus years, I've walked into thousands of houses. And so I don't think there's anything that would scare me or surprise me at this point anymore.
Okay. Now, don't say that, because then you're going to get a surprise. You're like, I just told Steve I've seen it all. Now I'm going to have to take that back.
if that happens, I'll let you know.
Okay. All right. We'll have an update here next month. So, all right. And then, So let me just back up. Again, Ben Socek, Home Downsizing Solutions, 402-450-0199, online at homedownsizingsolutions.com. And, Ben, you touched on something a little bit earlier, and it was a little bit of a warning, and I kind of want to back up and talk about that. There seem to be a lot of companies out there advertising, and it sounds, on the surface, it sounds kind of similar to Ben Socek and Home Downsizing Solutions. You know, we'll buy your house, et cetera, but it's not. I think it's one of these other type of companies. I think you had mentioned maybe more like a wholesaler. They promise to buy your house, but they have no intention on buying your house. They're trying to flip it. Can we talk about that for a minute?
And not just flip the house, but actually trying to flip the contract. That's correct. This day and age with technology, the barrier of entry into this business or what would appear to be an entry into this business is very low. So a person can create a website very easily. A person can run ads online or send mail, what we would term direct mail, to anybody in the country. We can get lists very easily. for people that have owned their house a long time, just to be very transparent. And so it's a business for them. They're very good at sales, especially over the phone sales. Mm-hmm. And so, unfortunately, a lot of times these companies will, well, people will respond to them, obviously, because they want to sell a house that might need a lot of work. But once these companies get a contract, then they just try and find a buyer, a real buyer for that contract. And in a market that's moving up, as has been happening for the last several years, it's been working out for a number of people. But in the market that we're in now, and I think what we're going to see going forward here for a while, is it can put a seller in a very bad situation if they can't actually sell their house when they thought they had it sold already.
So if I'm a home owner and I'm trying to sell my house and I go with one of these unscrupulous, middleman marketing kind of a, I think that whole thing is very shady, and I'm trusting them to buy my house and they can't sell it because the market's cooling off. I'm kind of stuck with that contract for a period of time, and I can't get out, I don't suppose.
You should be able to, but there are people out there or are entities out there that will come back and say, well, you signed this for a certain length of time, so I have a certain length of time to perform. And unfortunately, there are some that will threaten a homeowner in order to do that. But if they don't have any money or any skin in the game, they could just walk away, and really the homeowner has no out except to find somebody else to buy their house then.
All right. Do not make that mistake. Call Ben Socek with Home Downsizing Solutions at 402-450-0199. All right, now the Senior Care Live question of the week. The real estate market in the Midwest is cooling off the same as it is on both coasts. Is that statement true or false? The answer coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
And now, Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
Are your legal affairs in order? Are your legal documents up to date? Many people are very surprised to learn their documents fall short when they need to use them. Does your healthcare power of attorney meet HIPAA regulations? Does your power of attorney for finance have specific examples of when authority can be exercised? Or is it a simple one- or two-page document? Do you realize that a will goes to probate and a trust avoids probate? Did you check the TOD box on your car title? If you haven't updated your legal documents in the last 5 years, consult with an experienced elder law attorney or estate planning attorney immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hims.com/joy. At Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
The app today.
This message comes to you from our sponsor Subaru and their first SUV of its kind, the all-new, all-electric 2023 Solterra, built to help protect the environment so it can be explored. It's the first electric vehicle to feature the legendary standard capability of symmetrical all-wheel drive to take you to places traditional electric vehicles can't reach. Love is now electric. Learn more at Subaru.com/Solterra.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hims.com/joy. At Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. The real estate market in the Midwest is cooling off the same as it is on both coasts. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is true. The answer is true. And I wasn't sure about that, but you told me it was true, so I probably should have had you say true. So, so where I was going with that question was usually things happen on the coast, and it takes a while to kind of filter into the middle of the country, but not this one.
Correct. It seems like, for whatever reason, things typically start on the coast, like you said, and kind of filter into us. I think part of that is that the coast, at least from my experience, from my limited experience, mm-hmm. especially from like the 2008 market correction, the run up to 2008, and when the market corrected, you had cities like Phoenix, entire states like Florida and Las Vegas that saw some very big appreciation, just like in the last few years now.
Mm-hmm.
But when the market corrected, then they were the ones that fell back the most.
The bubble burst, as they say.
Correct.
Yeah.
And even though we had here in the Midwest, we had some of that, but we didn't have the large amount of appreciation, so we didn't have quite the pullback in the market as those other markets that had huge run-ups did. I think the only thing, and I don't have a crystal ball, so I don't know that it's true, but like in Florida's case, so this time they may be less affected than the rest of the country just because there's been so much of a migration to Florida over the last, especially 2 years, with COVID from other states. So that's the only difference there that I see.
Okay. All right. That's Ben Socheck with Home Downsizing Solutions. If you want to work with a straight shooter, one of the most honest people that you will ever meet, if he can help you, he will show you what he can do for you. If he is not the right fit for you, guess what? Remember I said he's a straight shooter? He'll tell you that, too. He'll say, you know what? This might be a better option for you. He will tell you like it is, and if he can help, he can usually help in a major way. Reach out to Ben at Home Downsizing Solutions at 402-450-0199. You can also go online at homedownsizingsolutions.com. And, Ben, I'm looking at your website here. There's just so much good information. It says we buy houses for any reason, any condition, and any challenge. So some of the reasons I think that would fall into the category of our listeners of this program might be an inherited property. So have you worked with folks who, you know, unfortunately they had a death in the family? And again, the family is like, oh my gosh, what are we going to do with the house? Because they inherited the property.
Yes, we've certainly worked with inherited or probate estate situations many times. And especially for if a person lives in another geographic part of the country than the property is in, let's say the property is here in Kansas City, but the siblings or the person that inherited the property is in Florida, we've made arrangements so that the paperwork can all be sent to them. If they don't want to come back and do anything with the house, they just want to sell it and be done.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we can buy a house completely as is. We can have, with an authorization from the current owner, we can have a locksmith go in and change locks so that we can have access to the property, and we can have all the paperwork done virtually or remotely so that a person doesn't have to come back at all, doesn't have to travel at all. So, again, we'll do whatever we can, whatever a seller wants us to make that happen for them.
And so what's the process if someone says, you know what, this is really, really piquing my interest and I want to reach out? So they give you a phone call or they might reach out through the website. What is the process to engage with Ben Socek in Home Downsizing Solutions to get that ball rolling? And what does that look like?
Sure. Typically, as you mentioned, either a person will contact us and they can call us at our toll-free number since there might be people listening from outside the area.
Okay. And what is that?
It's 855-291-5005. And so either they can contact us that way or go through the website. We will take some information about the property over the phone or through the website. We'll do a little bit of our research that we can do online. And then we'd come out and actually look at the property. Again, if a person's here, that's great. We'd love to meet with them and talk to them about their property. If a person lives out of the area, we can make arrangements then to see the property. And before we arrive, we will do our best to do our research as far as property values in the area and everything that we can so that when we're at the property, after we inspect it, we can make one or more offers at that point or provide one or more solutions at that point. And as you mentioned, if selling the house directly to us is not the right solution for a person, if they don't put value into the benefits that we offer to them, then I'm happy to make an introduction to a traditional agent that might be a better fit to them. So my whole goal, I think the reason that we've been in business for 25 years, is we don't push anybody in one direction. We talk to an individual and figure out what's important to them, and whether that is listing a house with a traditional agent or having us buy the house directly from them, whatever they feel is best for their specific situation is what we can provide.
So let me say how refreshing that is. I was just at a big thing over the weekend in Texas, and I just kind of ran into all kinds of people who it's sell anything and everything to anyone and everyone, and it's all about closing the deal and making the sale come hell or high water, and that's it. And it is so refreshing. Let me say, it's so refreshing to talk to you and know that you do not operate that way. And so we're a lot the same. If we can help you, we'll show you what we can do. We'll show you what that looks like. And then we're not going to push you and try to quote unquote, you know, close the deal or whatever. We're just going to say, here's how we can help you. Here's our offer. This is what it looks like. And then we leave it in their court.
Correct. Obviously, do everything that we can. What I have said in the past, too, is I like to educate a person as to what the benefits and downside are of each solution, whether it's listing a house or a direct cash home buyer like us, and so that they are at least more educated about the process and can choose the best thing for them.
All right. And then as we close out here, tell us a little bit about this book, Home Downsizing Secrets.
Home Downsizing Secrets is a book that, I guess this earlier this year that I put that out. It's kind of a refresh from a previous book.
Okay.
But if anybody'd like a book about home downsizing, what I would call the reality of selling a house and downsizing, just go to homedownsizingsecrets.com to get your free copy. Or again, you can call my office toll free 855-291-5005, and I'd be happy to help them any way that we can.
Okay, that's homedownsizingsecrets.com. And let's have that toll-free number one more time, Ben.
That's 855-291-5005, and we'd love to hear from you.
All right, that's Ben Silcek with Home Downsizing Solutions. If you're interested in selling your house as is for cash, working with a great guy, reputable business in business for over 25 years, veteran-owned, reach out to Ben today and see if that's a good fit for you. Ben, thanks for being here today. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely, Steve. Thanks for having me again, and I hope that your listeners got some value out of today's show.
I know they did. Thank you so much. All right, I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week, right here, on Senior Care Live.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. The top diplomats from the U.S. and China met on Saturday in the first high-level contact between their countries since the U.S. shot down an alleged Chinese spy balloon 2 weeks ago. Secretary of State Antony Blinken was on NBC's Meet the Press.
This was an opportunity to speak very clearly and very directly about the fact that China sent a surveillance balloon over our territory, violating our sovereignty, violating international law. And I told him quite simply that that was unacceptable and can never happen again.
The two were attending a security conference in Munich. The leading contenders in Nigeria's presidential election have made their last push for support a week before the West African nation's key election. As the campaign period neared its end, both the ruling party's Bola Tinubu and the main opposition's Atiku Abubakar held rallies in the northeast where extremists waged war, a decade-long war of insurgency against Nigeria. They both promised to improve the lives of residents in that region. The U.S. is condemning North Korea's latest long-range missile test.
The weekend missile launch came after North Korea threatened to take strong measures against South Korea and the U.S. over their planned joint military exercises. While the U.S. Indo-Pacific Command said the launch did not pose an immediate threat to U.S. personnel, territory, or its allies, the White House National Security Council said it needlessly raises tensions and risks destabilizing the security situation in the region. Officials here also called it a flagrant violation of multiple UN Security Council resolutions. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Tunisia President Kais Saied ordered Europe's top trade union official to leave the North African country after she addressed protesters at a demonstration organized by an influential labor union. Check out the latest news and analysis at townhall.com.
You take the time to really get to know your body, you find that the root causes of its aches and pains are usually simple. The older we get, the more exercise we undertake, and the more injuries we sustain, the more inflammation our bodies suffer from. It's so simple. And my answer to that pain is Relief Factor, which I discovered years ago and take every single day to great effect. It helps the body to fight off inflammation, and I've never found anything that worked better in my life. I can't recommend it enough. 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference. Relieffactor.com.
1 year after Russia invaded Ukraine on February 24th of 2022, the global economy is still enduring the consequences.
Those consequences include crunched supplies of grain, fertilizer, and energy, along with more inflation and economic uncertainty in a world already contending with too much of both. There's one consolation. It could have been worse. Companies and countries in the developed world have proved surprisingly resilient, but in emerging economies, the pain has been more intense.
That is Jeremy House reporting. The numbers coming out of Turkey and Syria in those earthquakes just keep on coming. A 7.8 and 7.5 shaker has killed at least 41,000. Tens of thousands have been injured or are still missing. Officials estimate that some 300,000 homes and businesses have been destroyed. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Former President Jimmy Carter, the longest-lived American president, has entered home hospice care in Plains, Georgia. For the latest on this story, Julie Walker reports.
The Carter Center says after a series of short hospital stays, the 98-year-old former president decided to spend his remaining time at home with his family and receive hospice care instead of additional medical intervention. The 39th president has the full support of his medical team and family. Jimmy Carter was a little-known Georgia governor when he began his bid for the presidency ahead of the 1976 election. He went on to defeat then-President Gerald Ford, capitalizing as a Washington outsider in the wake of the Vietnam War and Watergate. Carter served a single tumultuous term and was defeated by Republican Ronald Reagan in 1980. I'm Julie Walker.
And check out more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's a weekend. That means you can call us 877-726-8255 and be part of the program. You got a question or comment on what's going on in the health field. Intelligent Medicine means the best of high tech and the best of natural therapies. Putting that all together for you every weekend. And we got a lot to talk about this weekend. We're going to talk about mental health of teenagers has been threatened by the pandemic. Also, can you walk away from liver disease? We'll also talk about some new developments on the breast cancer treatment front. Can women skip radiation and chemotherapy and do just fine? 877-726-8255. We'll talk about how supplements can relieve knee arthritis. Okay, well, big story this week is the train derailment in Palestine, Ohio. Ohioans have a funny way of taking names from foreign countries or foreign cities and putting their own spin on them, so it's Palestine, still spelled Palestine, but pronounced Palestine. In Ohio, you can also go to Berlin, Ohio, instead of Berlin. You can go to Lima, Ohio, instead of Lima. And you can visit Milan, Ohio, which is named after Milan and spelled the same way. So idiosyncratic way of pronouncing stuff in that state. Okay, so big train crash and a huge explosion with a mushroom cloud and concerns about lingering pollution. We'll talk a little bit about vinyl chloride. Five of the cars contained vinyl chloride. We'll also talk about the hazards of plastics in general. But vinyl chloride is a building block for many types of plastics. It is a liquid when transported, and it was transported in those tank cars in that roughly 200-car train that derailed. And you can take vinyl chloride and you can make it into PVC, PVC known for pipes and rigid plastic, and then you can add to it phthalates. And that's an entirely different story because there weren't, to my knowledge, phthalates on the train. But we'll talk a little bit about phthalates later. Let's focus on vinyl chloride. Vinyl chloride is a very, very toxic substance. It turns out that short-term exposures to high levels of vinyl chloride in air causes nervous system effects such as dizziness, drowsiness, and headaches. The primary non-cancer health effect of long-term exposure to vinyl chloride is liver damage, including fatty liver and liver fibrosis and inflammation. But inhalation exposure to vinyl chloride has been shown to increase the risk of angiosarcoma. That was discovered when workers in vinyl chloride factories developed this rare form of cancer. It's an unusual form of cancer. You can also develop a more common type of cancer, hepatocellular liver cancer from vinyl chloride exposure. So vinyl chloride is stored as a liquid, but it's very, very dangerous substance. Transporting vinyl chloride, they say, presents the same risk as transporting other flammable gases such as propane or butane or natural gas, highly explosive gases. OSHA lists vinyl chloride as a class 1A flammable liquid. Doesn't get any worse than that. Fire Protection Association flammability rating of 4 out of 4. So what happened was when the cars were derailed, some of the vinyl chloride was released, but the liquid has a low boiling point. So liquid vinyl chloride will undergo something called flash evaporation. That doesn't sound good. Upon its release into normal atmospheric pressure, an uncontrolled flash evaporation can result in a boiling liquid expanding into a vapor explosion. And then the vapor is heavier than air, so it lingers in place. And so the thought was, let's light it up and get it out of there before it poisons people. So a decision was made to light up the vinyl chloride, and they create an enormous explosion with an ugly mushroom cloud. You've seen the pictures. When vinyl chloride is burned, it produces hydrochloric acid and something called phosgene. Now, phosgene isn't particularly good stuff. Phosgene is a poisonous gas, and it's something that smells like moldy hay, but it's an irritant that is 6 times more deadly than chlorine gas. In fact, phosgene was used by the Germans in World War II, and then ultimately it became the primary chemical weapon of the Allies. Phosgene was responsible for 85% of chemical weapons fatalities during World War II because it kind of sneaks up on you. It's not caustic smelling like chlorine or mustard gas. Phosgene produced 90,000 to 100,000 fatalities with 1.3 million injuries. And that was all primarily from phosgene. Started later in the war. They just kept innovating. They started with chlorine gas and mustard gas. And they said, phosgene, yeah, that's cool. That's going to kill more people, and it's more difficult to detect. So that stuff was released. The concern, too, is that five of the cars contained a vinyl chloride, but other hazardous chemicals were on the train, which included stuff like ethylene glycol monobutyl ether, ethyl hexyl acrylate, and isobutylene. All can cause irritation or neurological symptoms like dizziness and headaches. One tank car lost its entire load of butyl acrylate. That's a clear liquid used to make paint, adhesives, and caulk. Exposure to butyl acrylate can cause headache, dizziness, nausea, and irritation of the nose and throat and lungs. So, bad stuff released there. And so, NPR reports the official party line. Since the fire was put out, they say air monitoring conducted by the EPA has not detected, quote, any levels of health concern in the area that would be connected to the train derailment. Well, the agency says they've screened indoor air at nearly 500 homes. No detection of vinyl chloride or hydrogen chloride has been identified. And I'm quoting here, the good news is by the time we were at the decision point for potentially bringing people who had evacuated back into an impacted area, we had on hand air testing that told us that the air really looked pretty much like it did before the event ever happened, said the Ohio Department of Health. So water samples taken last week showed very low levels of two contaminants, butyl acrylate and ethyl hexyl acrylate. That's probably from other train cars not containing the vinyl chloride. Additionally, no vinyl chloride was detected in the waterways. Well, you know, there's some pretty lurid pictures of people putting a stake in a pond with bubbling toxins coming to the surface with iridescent patterns. And that's not good. They say it's all going to go in the Ohio River, but because of the volume of water of the Ohio River, no problemo, because the dilutional effect will mean that it'll all be carried out down to the sea. Well, here's the kicker. Because most of the rail cars were carrying non-hazardous materials, Norfolk Southern, the rail line, was not subject to laws that would have compelled them to notify Ohio officials of the train's contents. So that's kind of a little loophole. It's like if you have a bunch of hazardous material on a 200-car train, you know, maybe 15, 20, 30 cars, but you're the rest of the train's carrying innocuous materials like, you know, maybe some vegetables, fruit, some building materials, some cinder block, then it's okay. You don't have to declare that your train has hazardous materials on it. The governor of Ohio, Governor DeWine, on Tuesday, urged Congress to consider changes to hazardous cargo notification requirements. He says, frankly, if this is true, and I'm told it's true, this is absurd. We should know when we have trains carrying hazardous material that are going through the state of Ohio. All right, we'll talk a little bit about plastics and vinyl chloride. Yeah, that's the least of it, because something they add to vinyl chloride is very hazardous. Back in a moment with more of Intelligent Medicine. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s EPA and DHA that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health, as well as your inflammatory balance. My preferred fish oil brand is Vital Nutrients, offering a line of 11 ultra-pure omega-3 solutions, including a nutrient-dense vegan option. I use Vital Nutrients myself and recommend it to my patients. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co for the Vital Nutrients line of ultra-pure omega-3 solutions.
As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, among them several stand out for their support of immune function and respiratory health. NAC, Allerol, Serrapeptase, and Abiotic Immune Plus. NAC promotes detoxification and healthy respiratory function. Allerol supports respiratory structures and functions. Serrapeptase supports a healthy response to biological stress. And Abiotic Immune Plus is a botanical formula designed to support healthy immune system function. NAC, Allerol, Serrapeptase, and Abiotic Immune Plus for support of immune function and respiratory health. And they're available at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information and to order. If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flava Naturals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain function, heart health, and full body performance. But you'd have to eat 5 or more ordinary bars a day to get those benefits. Flava Naturals chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. I use it every day. For more information and to order, just go to FlavaNaturals.com. That's FlavaNaturals.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
The City of Redding cares about clean, affordable transportation. Redding Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring for our community when minutes matter.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have 2 well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke. And we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest Sundays here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255. We're talking about that train crash
in Palestine, Ohio, and it released a vinyl chloride and other harmful chemicals, but it's what they add to vinyl chloride that may pose longer-term hazards to humans, namely phthalates. It's a real good crossword puzzle word because it's got P-H-T-H and then A-L-A-T-E-S, so it's got a weird spelling. We'll talk a little bit about it in just a moment. 877-726-8255, our number. We got a call from John in Connecticut. Welcome.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. What's your question?
It's about blood pressure.
Yeah.
I didn't even realize it, you know, when I went to the doctor, he said it was like 150, you know, the top number, systolic, is that right?
Yep.
And I just tested it. I did it today, you know, but how long are you supposed to wait after you have something to drink or eat? Half an hour?
Well, it's not so much a matter of that. You know, it should be done at rest. It should be done with your arm level. But getting blood pressure tested various times of the day can reveal, you know, what your overall average blood pressure is, because you're not always in a zen state in life, and your blood pressure may soar at various times during the day, even though when you're relaxed, it's normal. So what's you have any other health problems going on with you?
Well, I'm a diabetic.
Well, there you go. Anything. Yeah. What's your high in weight?
I think I was like 184. I went there last time. I'm 5'9". I know I'm overweight. I don't know how.
Okay, so right there, you know, that's a potential fix. You're what's called a type 2 diabetic. You're on, but you've now become an insulin-dependent diabetic. Rightly or wrongly, I'm not a big fan of insulin for the treatment of adult-onset insulin-resistant diabetic and overweight individuals. It'll keep you overweight. It'll keep you hungry, and that's not great. So, you know, the solution for both your blood sugar and your blood pressure is to drop some of the weight. And to do that, you need to go on a very low-carb diet. So what do you have for breakfast, for example?
Well, I do have eggs once in a while. Sometimes I even grab because we cook the broccoli.
That sounds good. But do you have bread, pasta, cereal, things like that for breakfast?
I don't do that anymore. No.
Okay, so you're on a very low carb diet. Yeah.
Oh, I eat pounds of broccoli. I eat pounds of.
That's all good. But the question is, you know, at times do you include carbohydrates in your diet? Because that is something that's going to perpetuate your weight. Okay, so, you know, it's possible to go through a detailed dietary history, with a radio question. But, you know, suffice it to say, you need to be on a very low-carb diet, even a ketogenic diet, to drop some of those pounds. What's your exercise level like?
It hasn't been as good lately because I've had muscle aches and I got to get out there more.
So you got to kind of push through some of those limitations because exercise is a great antidote to diabetes and high blood pressure. But in terms of, you know, so three things, you know, diet, exercise, producing some weight loss, but also conditioning your system, reducing your insulin resistance. And there's certain supplements that can make a difference for your blood pressure. Certainly magnesium can be helpful. Coenzyme Q10 can be helpful. Chiolic aged garlic extract has been demonstrated in studies to bring blood pressure down. These are some of the measures that I would recommend that you take in order to turn things around. But the goal is to reduce the amount of insulin you take, because the more insulin you take, the more fat stays on your body and the less likely it is that you'll overcome diabetes and its related problem, which is hypertension. The two tend to go together. 877-726-8255, our number. When we return, we'll talk about those nasty phthalates that are added to vinyl chloride to make plastics. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. As an Intelligent Medicine listener, you know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective.
But vetting your sources and tracking down the exact products you need can be a hassle. That's why I'm inviting you to browse my online supplement dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. We stock only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. The very same supplements I prescribe to my patients and take myself. My specially curated professional-grade supplements are fulfilled via the FullScript network. FullScript is the safest and most convenient way to purchase my medical-grade supplements. Buying through FullScript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant, and offers world-class support. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. You'll also receive free shipping on all of your store orders. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com.
You remodel your kitchen, you remodel your bathroom. Now remodel your gut. That's right, your gut. Any successful remodel job requires workers to show up with the necessary tools and ready to work. Well, it's just like that with probiotics. They need to come with prebiotics to encourage growth, as well as postbiotics to nourish the gut. And Dr. O'Hara's probiotics do just that. Dr. O'Hara's is the only probiotic capsule that contains a rich nutritional prebiotic, along with a full spectrum of 12 selected probiotic strains and naturally derived postbiotics. During a 3-year fermentation process, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics create healthy, organic nutrients and the diversity of flora that are necessary for long-term digestive health. So remodel your gut today with the right workers. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics online as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers nationwide today.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs. What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
An online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hymns.com/joy. At Hymns, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right, get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hymns.com/joy. That's 4hymns.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
a regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255 for questions or comments. We're talking about the rail car tragedy in Palestine, Ohio, which has spread a plume of pollution over a wide area in the Ohio River Valley. And the initial problem is with the release of vinyl chloride, which can be carcinogenic, causing a rare form of liver cancer, but also other forms of more common liver cancer, brain and lung cancers, lymphoma and leukemia. But the big problem across the United States is with something that the rail cars weren't carrying. That's another story. Phthalates are family compounds that have been widely used for well over 50 years. And there's a lot of controversy about their use. There's actually talk of banning them. They have useful properties for consumer products. One of the common uses is to soften vinyl plastic, whose primary ingredient is vinyl chloride, which is converted into polyvinyl chloride, but it's rigid. And for certain things like shower curtains, boots, IV tubing, you want to take that hard plastic that a plumber might use, and then you add about 30% by weight of phthalate. That's got a weird spelling, P-H-T-H, pronounced phthalate. The P-H is silent, I guess. You get soft, pliable vinyl plastic. And phthalates are used also in many personal care products, such as colognes, perfumes, soaps, and shampoos, and the coatings of some medications, and in vinyl tubing used for food processing. Phthalates are used in hundreds, if not thousands, of different products. And they get into you in a variety of ways. First of all, they're ubiquitous now in the environment. So human exposure to phthalates leached from waste plastics is virtually inevitable. But you can inhale them in polluted air, maybe if you're close to a plastic factory, or if you're near Ground Zero at the World Trade Center, where hundreds of tons of plastics combusted and were released into the air. I remember the smell. I will remember the smell to the end of my life. It's just a distinctive smell of burnt plastic. And then there's the dermal route. You can literally absorb it through your skin, and it's particularly a concern for residents who live near phthalates manufacturing industries. And then there's the oral route. Some dairy products, fish, seafood, and oils are found to have high levels of phthalates. You can also get phthalates in your water, particularly if you have well water. And then there's, unfortunately, placental absorption. Phthalates are also found across the placenta-blood barrier, which is the major exposure route of the fetus. And that's particularly concerning because phthalates can potentially disrupt the endocrine system. They have been referred to colloquially as gender benders. Health concerns about the detrimental effects of phthalates on the development and reproductive system have been raised. Compared to adults, kids are much more vulnerable and sensitive to phthalates exposure, especially during early growth. And one of the common effects of phthalates, and this has been very well demonstrated in animal models, they've been shown to be anti-androgenic. In other words, they decrease testosterone. In studies with rats, it's been shown that if you dose the pregnant mother, the offspring have defects of the male reproductive tract. They have alterations in their genitals and their effects on the brain as well in terms of sexual development. So in the last 10 years, there are epidemiologic studies that show that prenatal exposure to phthalates affect children's neurodevelopmental and neurobehavioral outcomes. So maternal exposure to phthalates during pregnancy, it's absorbed via the placenta, can impair child brain development and increase children's risk for learning, attention, and behavioral disorders. So the problem that this illustrates is that we have a pervasive reliance on plastics, and the plastics industry can set us up for tragedies like have occurred in Palestine, Ohio. But the problem extends all across the United States and the world. And these toxic compounds can have profound, harmful human effects. And so, you know, when they say, oh, it's fine, you can go back, our testing reveals nothing, that's not very reassuring, because so many government pronouncements these days, like pronouncements about COVID, pronouncements about the vaccine, pronouncements about masking, have been undermined because they turned out not to be true. And then there's the case of Ground Zero, World Trade Center site, where workers were reassured that they could go back there. They did the extensive testing, and now we see a plethora of long-term diseases developing decades after exposure. And so we really, really need to spend more time investigating the potential health effects of these substances to protect our populace from some of the insidious dangers associated with them. This is just a blip on the landscape of toxicity that's occurring not just in Palestine, but across the country. 877-726-8255, our number. And here's an interesting item. This the FDA has approved a qualified health claim. A qualified health claim means that, well, let me explain. When you talk about a food or a supplement, you can't claim it treats or prevents a disease. That's part of an agreement that was hashed out between the government, the FDA, and the supplement industry called DSHEA, the Dietary Supplement Health Education Act. And so you can't say such and such treats such and such disease. You just can't say it, but you could say it supports a healthy blood pressure or it supports healthy liver function, but you can't say it, say, prevents hepatitis or treats hypertension. But the FDA does allow for a few select qualified health claims, and the key word here is may. Such and such may help to reduce the risk of a potential disease. May. It's kind of, weak tea. And there are very few qualified health claims. Just a handful. I'll give you some examples. Calcium, vitamin D may help to forestall osteoporosis. They say that sugar substitutes may help to reduce the incidence of cavities. Fiber may help to reduce the risk of cancer. And fiber may also, these are the qualified health claims that have been approved and could be put on packaging to entice consumers to buy certain products because of the health benefits. Fiber may reduce the risk of cardiovascular disease. And then there's omega-3s. Omega-3s, they say, may reduce the risk of hypertension and coronary heart disease. And there's a few other folate and neural tube defects we've known about for a long time. Folate supplementation has curbed the incidence of these March of Dimes disorders that used to be the basis of telethons. Just giving supplementary folate to pregnant moms has made a dent on these devastating conditions. So, exciting news, folks. On February 3rd, 2023, the FDA approved a qualified health claim stating that cocoa flavanols in high flavanol cocoa powder may reduce cardiovascular disease. That's pretty cool. This approved health claim is based on a 2018 filing stating that 200 milligrams of cocoa flavanols can support heart health and the FDA took 5 years to get around to approving the claim, but they also qualify this by saying that scientific evidence is still somewhat limited, but that is not surprising considering the relatively low flavanol levels, 200 milligrams under consideration. Our sponsor, which is Flavonaturals, delivers four times that much, more than four times that much, 900 milligrams per serving of cocoa powder. The claim is based on studies such as the COSMOS trial, suggesting that 500 milligrams to 1,000 milligrams of cocoa flavanols daily may be needed to show the robust cardiovascular benefits. There are new flavanol guidelines from the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics recommending 400 milligrams to 600 milligrams to achieve cardiometabolic outcomes. So we acknowledge that as the qualified health claim is a big step forward in recognizing the enormous potential benefits of cocoa flavanols, although you probably already knew that. And let me give you a heads up on how to get a hold of these products, because I've been looking high and low for a cocoa product that could meet these requirements, that's high in flavanols, and can deliver meaningful amounts of healthful flavanols with great flavor and minimal sugar. And I'm thrilled to have found Flavonaturals. Flavonaturals Performance Dark Chocolate Bars and Cocoa Powder deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of typical dark chocolate. You can buy it at commercial brands, but you won't get as much. Their secret is sourcing premium high flavanol cocoa beans and processing them naturally. The result is decadent dark chocolate with the flavanol levels needed to help improve your blood pressure and cholesterol levels and possibly reduce your chance of heart attack and stroke. Now there's a qualified health claim that we can make. I use it every day. In fact, I took some through some cocoa powder in my coffee prior to doing the show. And don't I sound smarter? Yeah, I think I do. You may not agree. To order, just go to Flavonaturals.com. That's Flavonaturals.com. There you'll find details on Harvard's COSMOS study and great recipes, too. That's Flavonaturals.com. Check it out. 877-726-8255, our number. We invite you to call and join our program today with a question or comment. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health, as well as your inflammatory balance. My preferred fish oil brand is Vital Nutrients, offering a line of 11 ultra-pure omega-3 solutions, including a nutrient-dense vegan option. I use Vital Nutrients myself and recommend it to my patients. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co for the Vital Nutrients line of ultra-pure omega-3 solutions. If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flavonaturals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain function, heart health, and full body performance. But you'd have to eat 5 or more ordinary bars a day to get those benefits. Flavonaturals chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. I use it every day. For more information and to order, just go to Flavonaturals.com. That's Flavonaturals.com.
This message comes to you from our sponsor, Subaru, and their first SUV of its kind, the all-new, all-electric
2023 Solterra, built to help protect the environment so it can be explored. It's the first electric vehicle to feature the legendary standard capability of symmetrical all-wheel drive to take you to places traditional electric vehicles can't reach. Love is now electric. Learn more at Subaru.com/Solterra.
Hey, I'm Chef Dean Chermay with advice for clean cooking with an environmentally friendly energy option. You may have heard that cooking with gas adversely impacts indoor air quality. It's important to remember the act of cooking itself impacts indoor air quality, regardless of the energy that powers the stove. Everybody grabs that bottle of oil, throws it in a pan, and fires up the cooktop. And this can result in smoky air conditions. When cooking, turn the vent above the stove on. Open all the windows or doors to help improve indoor air quality. Propane cooktops and ovens allow for greater control of heat levels. Their instant flame turnoff capabilities help them cool faster than traditional electric stoves, which is important because I have a 4-year-old son and he loves to run around and sometimes puts his hands where they don't belong. That control is just what's needed to create one of my favorite dishes, seared shrimp with Asian greens. I'm Chef Dean Chermay. For more information and recipes, visit propane.com/chefdean.
Now, the Small Business Breakdown from the Pat Miller Show.
America's Small Business Conversation.
Now your host, Pat Miller.
If you want to win the small business game, you got to keep reading and learning what you don't know. When people ask, Pat, what book should I read? I tell them, if you haven't read Who, Not How by Dan Sullivan, you need to. It's all about solving overwhelm, and it's all about finding ways to delegate to accelerate. If you think, I can't find someone that can do it as well as I can, you're wrong. Delegating is the fastest way to grow your business, and this book, Who Not How, will change the way you think about it. Who Not How by Dan Sullivan. Pick it up today.
Join America's Small Business Conversation
on the Pat Miller Show.
Available now at patmillershow.com.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255, our number if you want to get in on the conversation. And there's a new article here that addresses a condition called NAFLD, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. Of course, alcohol will destroy your liver at high levels. It's a major cause of liver failure and cirrhosis and the need for liver transplantation. But actually, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease is the result of diet. And mostly, it is caused by a high sugar, high carbohydrate diet. Example of fatty liver occurs in culinary art. Pâté de foie gras is something that is now deemed a cruelty-associated indulgence. In fact, I think banned in California now because of the cruelty of how they raise these animals. How do you get a goose to have a fatty liver? Well, you put a funnel in their mouth, and then you force feed them white bread or cornmeal, and you induce fatty liver. Then they have a big, fat, fatty liver. You kill them. You grind up the liver, and then you get pâté de foie gras. That's pâté of liver, fatty, literal translation. The global prevalence of NAFLD, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, is about 25%. In the U.S., it's greater than 34%. And that may be an underestimate, because there may be a lot of people walking around with some degree of fatty liver. We see it all the time. And, in fact, doctors kind of ignore it. They say, eh, you know, your liver function's a little off, you know, but you probably have fatty liver. Yeah, you know, you fit the bill, you're overweight, you know, you're eating high on the hog, and you probably have some fatty liver. But it doesn't show up as a problem until you progress to something called NASH, which stands for non-alcoholic steatohepatitis. That's an inflammatory condition. 20% of people with NAFLD will progress to NASH. NASH prevalence in the United States is about 3 to 5%. It's the leading cause of liver transplantation in women. And in men, it's number two. Number one continues to be hepatitis. But with improved treatments of hepatitis C in particular, a lot of people acquired hepatitis C. Baby boomers got it because of transfusions or sometimes IV drug use, even sexual contact. And so, but pretty soon, because of the successful treatments of hepatitis C, NASH, the leading cause for both men and women, will be diet. And according to a new study, you can literally walk away from fatty liver. A study says that exercise training is 3.5 times more likely to result in a clinically meaningful response in liver fat compared with standard clinical care for patients with non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. What does it take? An exercise dose of 750 mets. That translates to 150 minutes per week of brisk walking was required to achieve a treatment response. Alternatively, you can cut it in half by amping it up by running 75 minutes or cycling 75 minutes. I think I qualify on that. I took a 49-mile, three-hour bike ride in Death Valley this last week. I took a bike tour out there and pushed the limits a little bit in terms of how far I could go. So they say that in this article that exercise training has been shown to provide multiple benefits for patients with NAFLD. The gains include improvements in liver fat, physical fitness, body composition, vascular biology, and health-related quality of life. So the threshold for a clinical benefit is a 30% or more relative reduction in liver fat. And in this study, they found that individuals who walked for 150 minutes per week had a much greater likelihood of reaching this clinical threshold of 30% or more relative reduction in fat than did individuals who are treated with usual care. And, of course, there is no drug treatment for fatty liver. I mean, it's one of those holy grails of the pharmaceutical industry. They want to find a drug to treat this pervasive problem. It would be a multi-billion-dollar drug. But so far, they've come up short. A lot of failed drug trials. There are supplements that can help fatty liver, phosphatidylcholine, TMG or betaine. Probiotics may help, silymarin, N-acetylcysteine. These are among the supplements that I give to patients with fatty liver. I will tell you that I have enormous success in turning this around for patients. They come in with ultrasounds that show that their liver is loaded with fat, and a subsequent ultrasound of the right upper quadrant showing the liver shows that the fat has disappeared after a program of diet and exercise and the right supplements. It can be turned around. 877-726-8255, our number for Intelligent Medicine. As an Intelligent Medicine listener, you know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. But vetting your sources and tracking down the exact products you need can be a hassle. That's why I'm inviting you to browse my online supplement dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. We stock only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. The very same supplements I prescribe to my patients and take myself. My specially curated professional-grade supplements are fulfilled via the FullScript network. FullScript is the safest and most convenient way to purchase my medical-grade supplements. Buying through FullScript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant, and offers world-class support. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. You'll also receive free shipping on all of your store orders. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
It just kicked off in Vancouver, but will make its way to select cities across Canada in 2023. Beyond King Tut, the immersive experience, is a larger-than-life cinematic exhibit that celebrates the life of the famous Egyptian pharaoh. Loaded with technology, Beyond King Tut goes beyond a traditional artifact display. I caught up with creative producer Mark Locke.
This year is the 100th anniversary of the discovery of King Tut's tomb. We wouldn't do this show if it wasn't for National Geographic.
In partnership with National Geographic, Mark Locke explains about the final room of this walkthrough exhibit with the huge Egyptian boat in the middle and stories that play all around you.
When that death mask, the gold mask, creeps from the floor to the ceiling, that's a moment.
It's something you need to experience for yourself. Head over to beyondkingtut.com for more. That's beyondkingtut.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The White House getting ready to travel to Poland Monday.
President Biden will be meeting with allies to reassure them of the U.S. commitment to the region as Russia's deadly invasion of Ukraine reaches the one-year mark. As White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said on Fox News Sunday, the U.S. will continue its support of Ukraine.
We are going to stay committed to Ukraine going forward. And I think when the president, when you see him go to Poland next week in Warsaw, he'll make that case before the entire world and the Polish people.
The president has underscored his commitment to Ukraine for both international and domestic audiences, but it's a commitment that's testing the patience of a narrowly divided Congress. I'm Shelley Adler.
Michigan State University is set to return to classes Monday amid pressure from some in the community to further delay the return after a gunman killed three people and wounded five others a week ago.
Michigan State University Interim President Teresa Woodruff says going back to on-campus classes is the right decision.
We must replace the chaos of last Monday with the possibility for change in our world through compassion for all, collaboration, and educational continuity.
Student Body President Joe Kovac says online options need to be available.
Not every student is going to process or grieve the same, and they deserve as many options as possible.
That audio from WXYZ. Last Monday, a gunman opened fire on campus, then took his own life. Officials say there's no current threat, but there will be increased police on campus as they reopen. I'm Julie Walker.
The White House acknowledging debris from those three downed aerial objects may never be recovered. National Security Council's John Kirby explains debris is located on sea ice in extremely bad weather near Alaska and in thick wilderness in Canada's Yukon Territory. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Brazilian authorities say at least 26 people died in two cities in North Sao Paulo State from floods and landslides, and the number could still rise. The latest from the BBC's James Reed.
Sao Paulo's civil defense agency says the north coast received 60 centimeters of rain in 24 hours. That's double what it usually gets in the whole month of February. The downpours have caused devastation in a string of resort towns that were crowded with holidaymakers for Brazil's carnival weekend. Pictures show dozens of homes destroyed and cars swept away by torrents descending from the hills. The Brazilian army has sent helicopters to take rescue teams and doctors to the worst-hit areas, as many roads have been blocked.
UN members gathering Monday to resume efforts to forge a long-awaited and elusive treaty to safeguard the world's marine biodiversity. The goal of the meetings, running through March 3rd, is to produce a unified agreement for the conservation and sustainable use at Town Hall. Some investment firms are pushing woke, influenced, and investment portfolios on investors. They're called ESG. Meanwhile, DEI, or diversity, equity, and inclusion, is creeping into corporate and academic entities. Executive Director of the Consumers Research, Will Hild, tells Salem Radio the politically correct investment directives are misleading the public.
ESG stands for environmental social governance, and it's billed by its supporters as simply another kind of investing. You know, Warren Buffett is famous for value investing.
Meanwhile, Hild says regulations are needed to prevent politically correct investment directives from impacting specific industries.
If you, as a company, have a policy of targeting an industry that's core to us, whether that's fossil fuels, mining, manufacturing, I should also say gun. The gun industry has been targeted by ESG because the far left hates the gun industry.
This is townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, the hop with the hop. We're the app for the Thule, then the music is as smooth as with the hop. All the cats and chicks can get their kids with the hop. Let's go!
Thank you for calling BNT Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-DISH.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley. Are you missing Newsmax? Call me, because I make TV easy and I can get it back for you. My phone number is 241-3474. In case you didn't hear that, that's 530-241-3474. Or visit us at 1007 Dana Drive, Redding, California. Check us out on the internet at bpsatellite.com. Shasta County's only DISH Premier retailer. Restrictions apply. Call for details. /JOY.
And now, When Radio Was. Brought to you by Radiospirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and we open in the 19th century American West as we ride along with Hopalong Cassidy. Then later it's comedy time, as Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce are the couple next door. First, though, a clad in all black good guy. In the memory of Mace Milan, an episode from December 15th of 1951.
With action and suspense out of the Old West comes the most famous hero of them all, Hopalong Cassidy, starring William Boyd. The Ring of the Silver Spurs heralds the most amazing man ever to ride the prairies of the early West. Hopalong Cassidy, the same Hoppy you hear in motion pictures, and the same California you've laughed at a million times. Raw courage and quick shooting have built a legend around this famous hero. Hopalong is a name to be feared, respected, and admired, for this great cowboy rides the trails of adventure and excitement. William Boyd as Hopalong Cassidy, and Andy Clyde as California. Here's Hoppy now with another new story.
This one I call The Memory of Mace Milot. It began with a red-headed singer at the Silver Dollar, biggest dance hall and gaming palace in Abilene. California and I had ridden into town looking for Johnny Kenyon, who used to ride for the Bar 20. We had no idea where he was staying, but one of his letters had said something about working at the Silver Dollar. So we stopped there and went inside.
Man, oh man. Hey,
you, this place is big enough for a roundup.
Yeah, and crowded enough to be a beef shoot.
It's going to be worth it, though. Hey, take a look at that red-headed gal sitting up at the bar.
Yeah.
Prettier than a newborn calf under a harvest moon. And, look at them spangles she's wearing.
California.
Hey, which way are you heading?
I thought I'd ask one of the bartenders about Johnny.
Well, Hoppy, pick that bald-headed one, then. He's right for the gal. I'll bet she sings or something. I'll bet she sings real pretty.
Come on, California, through here.
Yeah, I'm right behind, it'd be a lot easier, though, if a fella had a shoehorn.
Well, gents, you made it. What do you have?
I'll have a sarsaparilla and a little information.
Well, we got both right here. Yep, we got both. What do you want to know?
I'm looking for a man named Kenyon, Johnny Kenyon. Know where I can find him?
Well, there's your sarsaparilla. Johnny Kenyon, huh? You're a stranger in these parts, ain't you, mister?
That's right.
Well,
Let me handle this, will you, Jack?
Why, sure, Kelly.
Just what do you want with Johnny Kenyon, mister?
I'm a friend of his, miss. An old friend.
That's funny. He never told me about knowing anyone like you.
Well, now, maybe that's because he was too busy telling you about yourself. With that red hair of yours.
Never mind my red hair. You're a gunman, aren't you?
A gunman? I'm afraid you're way off the track, miss.
You're carrying two guns. You're a stranger. And you come in here asking for Johnny Kenyon.
Bobby, she's got a pistol. A derringer.
I see it. Now, miss, why don't you take it easy? I'm not going to hurt Johnny Kenyon.
I'm going to make sure you don't hurt him. You or anyone else. First it's threats we get. Now it's a hired gunman.
You sound pretty excited to me. If we could just sit down and...
You're right. I am excited. Excited enough to kill anyone who'd hurt Johnny Kenyon. And I'm starting right now with you.
Poppy and California have come to Abilene to look for an old friend, Johnny Kenyon. But in the Silver Dollar dance hall, Poppy is taken for a hired gunman by a beautiful red-headed entertainer. A girl who thinks he means harm to Johnny Kenyon. She has pulled a gun, leveled it at Poppy, and fired point blank.
Poppy, you hit!
California, I'm all right. But there are some bottles back there that are never going to be quite the same.
I got the gal's pistol.
Give it back to her.
Give it back to her? Are you crazy?
She won't make any more trouble. She pulled the gun offline just before she fired. I watched her do it. Is that right, miss?
Hey.
Let her go. She must have had good reason for doing what she did. Seems to me Johnny Kenyon must be in some kind of trouble.
Well, if he's mixed up with her, he's got trouble. Plenty of it.
What's going on here, anyway?
Oh, nothing much, Mace. A little shooting, but nothing hurt outside of a few bottles.
Were you in on it, Cassidy?
In a way, I was, but... wait a minute. How do you happen to know my name?
I'm Mace Malott, town marshal. I never forget a face or a fact. I met you in Ponca City 7 years ago. Party at Judge Carver's house. You had your arm in a sling from a rifle slug.
Well, that is a memory. As I recall it, that was a big party.
I'll even name the two waddies you came with. A couple of lads named Red Connors and Idaho Norton.
You got me, Malott.
Now, let's get back to what happened here. Carrie Deneen tried to plug you. Why?
She thought I was a gunman out to get Johnny Kenyon. Wouldn't believe me when I told her I was a friend of his.
Johnny Kenyon, huh?
I had an idea he's working here.
He was, but not anymore.
Don't happen to know where he's staying, do you, Marshal?
At the Longhorn Hotel. No use going there till sundown, though. Kenyon works in the stockyards till sundown. Then he stops for dinner at Maggie Fergal's place. Want me to do anything about Carrie?
No, she was hysterical. She fired the miss anyway. Why don't we just forget it?
Glad you feel that way about it, Cassidy. You're all right.
Tell me something, Malott. Why would anyone want to hurt Johnny Kenyon? There's one of the easiest going men you'll find anywhere.
Carrie Deneen seems to like him. And that makes him a lot of ready-made enemies. Because a lot of men like Carrie Deneen. Jealousy. With some people, it's another word for kill.
You sure this is the room?
Well, the clerk downstairs said it was number 15, and that's what we got. Johnny Kenyon, you old outlaw, you. Didn't expect... Johnny, what's the matter? What happened to you?
Hoppy, you better come in.
Catch him, Hoppy.
I've got him. Get the door open a little more.
His face. Looks like somebody hit it with a poker.
Seize him down on the bed. You better go out and get a doctor.
No. Don't get anyone.
Just take it easy, Johnny. You need a doctor.
No. I know Winter. You see?
Winter? What's she worrying about? Hoppy!
Yeah, I see. The girl from the Silver Dollar. The redhead.
She's dead, Hoppy. She's been stabbed.
Hoppy, you've got to get me out of here.
How did it happen, Johnny?
I don't know. I walked into the room. Something hit me. That's all I know. Please, get me out of here.
You can't run, Johnny. Run from this and you'll carry a label the rest of your life. Killer. And every man will be against you because it was a woman.
I didn't do it.
We'll tell them that. But you can't run. You gotta stay and face it. California.
The doctor?
The doctor and the town marshal. And you might as well tell him to bring along the coroner.
Right, I'm on the way, Hoppy. I'm glad you came, Hoppy. I'm awful glad you came.
Did you know that girl was coming here tonight?
Yeah. Carrie and I were in love. We were going to get married next week. She came here so we could plan the wedding. I was a little late getting back from Maggie Furgo's place. I shouldn't have been late. If I hadn't been late...
Oh, but they'd have found some other way of doing it. Stop beating yourself, Johnny.
A lot of men were in love with her. But I was the lucky one. The lucky one. What are you doing, Hoppy?
That's her purse. Spilled open when she fell. There's a handkerchief, a sachet, locket. 4, 8, 12, 13 silver dollars.
Yeah. She always carried $13. Thought it was good luck.
Well, it wasn't good luck tonight. Well, we'll turn this over to the law.
Not the sachet, Hoppy. I'd like to have the sachet. The fragrance of it. It'll always seem like her. Put it in your pocket for me. Nobody has to know.
Well, I don't...
Please, Hoppy. It may be all I'll ever have to remember, but... If I ever get out of this...
You'll get out of it, Johnny, if you're innocent.
You believe I'm innocent, don't you?
Yes, I do. Because I know you. There'll be people in this town who won't believe it. And for a while, that's going to make things pretty tough.
Here's the marshal, Hoppy. Couldn't find the doctor.
No, but we left word for him.
Doesn't look as though a doctor's going to do this girl much good.
Kenyon needs him. California tell you about this, Malott?
Yes, he told me. I'm glad you didn't run, Kenyon. How did it happen?
I'll tell you the same thing I told Hoppy. I walked into this room and someone hit me. That's all I know.
Why was the girl here?
We were going to be married. Next week. She came here so we could talk things over.
Sure you didn't have a fight?
No. We never fought about anything. We were in love with one another.
Okay, kid. I'm just asking what other people are going to ask. Know anybody who'd want to kill her?
No. Why would anybody want to do that? Pretty as a picture. Why would anybody want to do that?
Well, I'm going to have to take you in, kid.
Johnny, you worked at the Silver Dollar, didn't you?
Yeah. Yeah, I worked there.
Who runs the place?
Fellow by the name of Blue Telford. Why?
Just a thought.
Okay. But don't let your thoughts make you careless. Not when it comes to Blue Telford. He's a winning man on the draw. And that goes for the game of poker or when he's using a gun.
I'm Telford. Bartender says you've been wanting to see me.
Yeah, I'm Hopalong Cassidy. This is my partner, California Carlson.
What's your trouble?
I'm a friend of Johnny Kenyon's. I thought if I could talk to you about Carrie Dineen...
Look, friend, I'm not talking about Carrie Dineen to anyone.
This could be important. It might save Johnny Kenyon's life.
Well, I'll just be frank with you. I don't care a nickel about saving Johnny Kenyon's life.
I can see we're just wasting each other's time.
Not at all. You hadn't come looking for me, I'd have sent for you.
That's interesting. Why?
Well, I've been kind of anxious to give you a little advice. I think you ought to get out of town.
I've only been here a few hours. Haven't had a chance to do much looking around.
Well, it's a dusty, dirty town, friend. You wouldn't see much if you did look around. It'll be much healthier for you if you leave.
Just the same, Telford, I think I'll stay.
Well, that's your choice. But if you're still in Abilene by tomorrow night, you could end up staying a long time. A long, long time.
All right, Telford. Now that we understand each other...
Help! Everybody down the street! Why, Mr. Telford, you can get them out!
Out where? You try to empty this place, Meek, and you better have good reason for it.
I have good reason, Mr. Telford. It's a fire! The jail! With a young fellow in there! Burning to death!
You're listening to Hop Along Cassidy. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, Pasta, and More, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
What's being hidden from us? About the COVID-19 scenario? About covert climate engineering operations that are wreaking havoc with weather all over the world? About the totality of unfolding and accelerating global environmental collapse? If you're willing to face and investigate shocking, verifiable realities that mainstream media sources and their distract and divide talking heads will never tell you, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Saturday at 11 a.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community.
I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Judge, this is Hopalong Cassidy.
Oh, I've heard of you, Cassidy. What? There's people saying that you're going to take Kenyon out of Abilene because you're worried about his health.
He's my prisoner, and it's my duty to protect his welfare. I'm taking him over to Claiborne tomorrow.
Not until after the inquest, you won't.
Well, that's up to you, Pete, since you're both coroner and judge.
Then he stays in town, and we decide how that girl met her death. And if anybody's real worried about Kenyon's health, they better go out and find him a good lawyer, because he's going to need it.
Out pretty late, aren't you, California?
Well, with that fire and all, it was a big night. Might be bigger ones in the next day or so, though.
Why do you say that?
There's a lot of talk going around. Talk against Blue Telford. There's them as thinks he'd a hand in the killing of that gal. There's talk about forming vigilantes and running Telford out of town.
With the gang Telford has behind him, that would be quite a job.
I heard something else this evening, too. Ran into that little clerk who works at the Longhorn Hotel.
Yeah?
He's been drinking quite a bit. Had a lot in his mind. Told me some of it.
About Johnny Kenyon?
Yeah. This little feller's name's Meek. Judd Meek. And he says he knows about somebody who went up to Johnny's room just before Carrie Deneen was killed.
Yeah?
Meek says the party didn't know he saw him, because he was in a closet stacking blankets at the time. He saw him come out, too, maybe 10 minutes later. That was just before we got there.
Then we've got it. Yeah. This should clear Johnny Kenyon.
Maybe, if Meek could name this party. But I couldn't get no more out of him. He's scared, yes, sir. It's on his conscience, but he's scared clear through to the marrow.
Where did you talk to him?
Over at the Golden Nugget Saloon.
He might still be there. Let's go.
This place ain't quite as fancy as the Silver Dollar. No music or nothing.
Can you spot your man?
Yeah, he's all alone at a table. Come on. Back again, Meek. I thought I'd like to buy you a little drink.
Yeah. Oh, it's you, huh?
Yeah, this is my pal, Hoppy.
Hello, Hoppy.
Hi.
Listen, fellas, I can't stay. I gotta go home. I got a wife and kid, and we're leaving town tomorrow, so I gotta go home.
But you got a lot in your mind, Meek. We kind of thought you might like to talk about it.
Not so loud.
A lot on my mind. What do you know about what I got on my mind?
Well, you know who killed Carrie Deneen. You know who was up to Johnny Kenyon's room just before she got knifed.
Hey, wait a minute. What are you trying to do? Get me in trouble?
Who was it you saw go up there, Meek?
Hey, go away. I'm going home. I got a wife.
What are you going to do, Meek? Keep it in your conscience? You helped me save Johnny Kenyon's life tonight. I saw you working down there at the fire. What are you going to do now? Let him hang anyway? When you know he's innocent. When you know who really committed that murder.
I'm going home. We're leaving.
You've got to tell us, Meek. It'll be on your conscience if you don't. You've got to tell us.
Yeah, I guess I do have to tell you, but I have to do it in my own way.
You don't need to
wait. No. Wait, I'll tell you about it. But I'm scared. I've got a wife and kid. I got to think about them, so I'll tell about it my own way.
All right, Meek. What is your own way?
Tomorrow morning, we're pulling out of Abilene. Me and the family. There's an old trail shack out west of town, maybe 10 miles.
Yeah.
If you want to meet me there tomorrow, I'll tell you everything I saw. And then I won't care. And I figure we can get away and it'll be off my mind.
I can't make it in the morning, Meek. They're holding the inquest then.
But all right, I'll wait for you. I'll wait for you until sundown.
Thank you.
Let's have order here. This is an inquest, not a carnival. All right, now. Now we'll get back to the business at hand. I have here a list of effects belonging to the deceased. Do we have the items here, Marshal?
No, Your Honor. Everything except the money was burned up when the jail caught fire. I wrote the list from memory.
Well, I certainly won't question your memory. It seems you had a handkerchief, a locket, and a... any more disturbance like this, and I'm going to clear the room. What's going on here, anyway? What's this all about?
If you really want to know, Pete, I'll be glad to tell you.
You sit down, Maggie Virgil. You're out of order.
That's where you're wrong, Judge. Everything about me is working just fine. And since when a vigilante's been out of order?
Vigilantes? What do you mean?
We're formed and ready to act, that's what I mean. We want you and the marshal to act with us. But if you ain't willing, we're going to act anyway.
And just what do you expect to do that can't be done in court under due process of the law?
This happens to be a court, don't it? Well, I don't see Blue Telford in here anywhere.
Well, as far as we know, Blue Telford has nothing to do with this case.
Pete, as far as we all know, he's got everything to do with it. With everything else that's rotten in this town.
Maggie Virgil, you're a woman. You shouldn't have any interest in killing.
I don't, so long as your fool men can find it to one another. But when you start killing women, that's when I get plumb interest. We want Telford at this hearing, Judge. If he don't feel that he wants to come, we feel we ought to go over to the Silver Dollar and get him.
Your Honor, may I say something?
Why not, Mr. Gessner? Everybody else has.
Maggie, if you're all willing to wait until this evening sometime, I think I'm going to be able to tell you who killed Carrie Dineen and provide proof.
Well, now that sounds all right. But how do we know you ain't just talking?
I have information that I can't give out to everybody, but I'm willing to tell you all about it. I'll tell you up here in front of the judge and the marshal, and then you can decide for yourself.
Sounds fair enough.
Well, come up here to the bench then, Maggie.
All right. If this is going to be a private conversation, everybody else back. Now make way for Maggie Perkins.
Don't worry about me. I'll make my own way.
Maggie, you certainly give me a lot of trouble here today. I ought to cite you for contempt.
You do, Judge, and you'll never eat another piece of my pie as long as you live. All right, now, what's this information?
That little clerk at the hotel. He saw a person go up to Johnny Kenyon's room just before the killing. He saw the person leave right after. He wouldn't tell me who it was. He was afraid. But he's leaving, Abilene, and he's going to tell me the name of that person this afternoon when I meet him at the trail shack out west of town.
All right, Maggie, does that satisfy you?
Yeah, I'm satisfied. It's okay, everybody. We'll wait and act later.
And now, if you don't mind, we'll continue this hearing. If I remember correctly, I was reading Marshal Malotte's list of the dead girl's effects. Handkerchief, locket, silk sachet, and 13 silver dollars. Well, it appears that the handkerchief, the locket, and the sachet were destroyed in the jail fire, but... Hey, hold on there, Cassidy. Where do you think you're going?
Sorry, Your Honor, but I have to leave. I just found out that I put Judd Meek and his family in danger of their lives.
Well, Jesse, only a few more hours now, and we can be on our way. Then we won't have nothing to worry about. And then we're heading out to California. What do you say to that, Jesse? Jesse, I'm talking to you.
You always were a talker, weren't you, Meek?
Mace Malotte.
Yeah. Talk so much you don't even think to look if anybody's listening. If you'd have been looking now, for an instance, you'd have seen that your wife and kid are walking out by the corral.
My wife and kids.
Didn't expect to see me, did you?
No,
waiting
no.
For somebody else, weren't you? Hop along, Cassidy. You were going to tell them all about seeing me at the hotel last night.
Shotgun. You got a shotgun.
I'll bet you told your wife all about it, too, didn't you, Meek?
My wife? No. You couldn't do anything to her, Malotte.
I'm afraid I'll have to, Meek. With you the talker that you are, I'd be taking too big a chance letting her stay alive.
No.
Should have kept your mouth shut, Meek.
You can't kill us. You...
Shut up.
Hop along, Cassidy. Thank heaven.
I said shut up. One wrong word and... You don't see my nag out back. Maybe we'll have a surprise party for Mr. Cassidy.
Meek, you in there, Meek?
Answer. Tell him you're here.
I'm here, Mr. Cassidy.
And I'm here too, Cassidy.
Mm-hmm.
going to be using this hand for a couple of days, Hoppy. Lucky you only caught the edge of that scattergun blast, or you wouldn't have no arm. You ought to have waited for me to get here anyway.
Might have been too late, California.
It would have been too late. Malotte was going to kill my wife as well as me. Maybe my kid.
Yeah, I can believe that. After all, he killed Carrie Deneen just because he was jealous of her. How's the shoulder, Malotte?
I'll be all right. If I had half your luck, I'd own the state of Texas.
You made your own luck, Malotte. All the way.
Another 15 minutes. That was all I needed.
You're wrong. I knew you were the killer without Meek telling me.
Sure, you're a big man. You know everything. And just how did you know?
You told me. You and that report you wrote of what Carrie Deneen had in her purse. You wrote that list from memory, didn't you, Malotte? You'd have been better off if you hadn't.
Listen, I've got the best memory in the Southwest. Why would I have been better off?
Because what you wrote showed you'd been in the room before I got there. And that would have proved you guilty.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the silk sachet you had on the list.
She had a sachet.
I know she did. But you couldn't have known it, not unless you were there earlier than I was, because I picked up that sachet before you and California came in. I picked it up and kept it, without saying a word to anybody. Now, let's get back to town. I'm anxious to tell Johnny Kenyon he's a free man.
It's a funny thing, but justice always seems to triumph over crime, even when the only clue, as Hoppy found in this story, was merely a bag of powdered scent and a memory that was a trifle too keen. Hopalong Cassidy, starring William Boyd, is transcribed and produced in the West by Walter White, Jr. The Memory of Mace Malotte was written by Buckley Angel, with original music under the personal direction of Albert Glasser. All stories are based upon the characters created by Clarence E. Mulford. This is a Commodore production.
From December 15, 1951. In the original short stories first published during the first decade of the 20th century, Hoppy was described as a drunken outlaw. But by the time Bill Boyd began playing the character in films, he was a teetotaling good guy, with his drink of choice, as you heard, the root beer-like sarsaparilla. I'm Greg Bell, and next on Wind Radio Was, a switch to the comedies, as we pay a visit to the couple next door. Be right back.
Johnny Dollar.
You've heard Edmund O'Brien, Gerald Moore, Mandel Kramer, and even Dick Powell as Johnny Dollar. Now, hear Bob Bailey in 10 action-packed and digitally remastered five-part serials.
The following is an accounting of expenditures during my investigation of the confidential matter.
Bailey is skeptical without being cynical and can deliver a sarcastic remark with more sincerity than most detectives deliver straight talk.
Do you mind if I sit down?
If you promise not to double up your fist.
I can explain that, Johnny.
With all night to think about it? Yeah, I bet you can. How about some breakfast?
He has little patience for liars and likes nothing better than fishing, a free hand with an expense account, and a few fabulous females.
I see this isn't going to be just a social chat.
Oh, I doubt if it could ever be just a social chat. Not with you. You got too much impact for that.
A compliment?
That's a fact.
He's flirtatious, pragmatic, and sympathetic to a point.
If Ed were alive, you'd take him back? Help send him to prison like any other common criminal?
That's what he is, isn't he?
But he was your friend.
Oh, skip it. You wouldn't understand.
I might, if you'd let me try.
From the ranch to the waterfront, from the mountains of Mexico to a Swiss ski chalet, cheats don't stand a chance in Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar Confidential. Save 50% off the original price and pay only $19.99 for this 10 CD, 50-episode collection today. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code BOB77. This half-price offer won't last forever, so order Confidential today at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560. Remember offer code BOB77 to pay just $19.99.
Join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
This offer is available for a limited time only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
60 seconds of service.
A celebration commendation. That story next.
Celebrity Salute is a weekly podcast that features great celebrity and newsmaker interviews and their support for our troops and veterans. Everyone from Tom Hanks and Bradley Cooper to Dolly Parton and Bryan Cranston. Check out Celebrity Salute on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Montana Governor Greg Gianforte last week recognized Jay Wood with this year's Montana Governor's Veteran Commendation at a ceremony in Deer Lodge. The event honoring Wood marks the final ceremony for the 31 awardees of this year's commendation. There's no better way to cap off this year's Veteran Commendation program than by honoring Jay Wood and his tremendous life of service, the governor said. After serving in the military, Jay opened a veterans food pantry out of his business in Deer Lodge, touching many lives in his community. On behalf of all Montanans, I'm incredibly grateful to Jay and all our outstanding veterans as they continue their service here in our communities.
Welcome back to When Radio Was, as we once again visit with the couple next door. It seems the man of the house might soon be traveling for work. Let's give it a listen as we travel back to February 6th, 1959.
The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Salesman Harvey Burns rings up his eighth order today. Tough job. Even tougher with this. He needs bromoquinine.
Bromoquinine.
Bromoquinine speeds relief all over your body. All the way relief for discomforts of a cold.
Bromoquinine.
Yes, bromoquinine speeds relief for cold miseries all over your body. Only bromoquinine has seven fast-acting medicines to help fight stuffy nose and all those cold miseries. Get all the way relief with bromoquinine.
Oh, Aunt Effie, I'm so sorry we overslept. Did you get breakfast and everything?
That's all right, dear. I got Betsy off to school. When you didn't come down 7:45, I thought I'd better call you.
Yes, I'm glad you did.
Call McCarthy, will you? It's all I got time for.
Yes, all right, dear. He's going to talk to Mr. Cranshaw today.
Goodness, I thought he was going to have his talk yesterday.
Well, he started to, but it didn't work out the way he planned. Oh. He got as far as saying he'd been with the company 10 years, and Mr. Cranshaw apparently hadn't realized it was 10 years, so he goes off on this tangent of giving him an office party, and he said he had this big surprise for him.
Yes, Anne, well, just glance at my lapel, Aunt Effie. That's my big surprise, my 10-year button.
Oh, yes. How nice. Well,
that, Aunt Effie, is the reward of a loyal employee after 10 years of service. That little round circle, 3 cents worth of copper, represents the hours I worked till midnight, the Saturdays and Sundays I gave my all for dear old Cranshaw and company.
Now, dear, you mustn't be bitter. Yes. For goodness sakes, don't act like that when you go in to see him today, and don't be nervous.
Nervous? I'm as cool as the proverbial cucumber. I am off to see Mr. Cranshaw and let the chips fall where they may.
Dear, I've never seen him like that. Probably get fired.
Oh, my. And just as he has his 10-year button, too.
Del Monte, Del Monte, pineapple grapefruit juice drink. My mom says Del Monte pineapple grapefruit drinking is so good because it's made by Del Monte. And she ought to know, because she's been buying Del Monte fruits and stuff for, maybe 75 years.
Enjoy Del Monte pineapple grapefruit drink and the other Del Monte juice drinks.
Mr. Cranshaw?
Come in, my boy, come in. Sit down, sit down.
No, I'll stand if you don't mind. I think better on my feet.
Oh? Well, just as you wish. Well, I'm glad you dropped in. I was just about to buzz you. What's happened with the Harrison deal?
Well, I didn't come in to discuss that deal, Mr. Cranshaw, although, since you ask, I closed the Harrison deal. They agreed to our terms.
Ah, excellent. As I said yesterday, Piper, Even when I'm not here. Even when I was lying home in bed with 104 temperature. As I said to Mrs. Cranshaw, I'm not going to worry about the office. I've got Piper down there to keep things going.
Oh, yes. Well, thank you. Thank you, sir. And I want you to know that I appreciate all the many nice things you said about me yesterday, Mr. Cranshaw. I really do.
No nonsense. I was proud to say in front of the whole office staff that you represent the kind of efficient, industrious, non-complaining, loyal man that I want and expect in our organization.
Yes. Well, I mean, I appreciated all that, Mr. Cranshaw, and I was very pleased to accept this 10-year button.
Well, you earned it, my boy.
Yes, I think I have, sir. I think I have earned more than that, Mr. Cranshaw.
I beg your pardon?
I said I think I have earned more than that, sir.
I think you better sit down. You may think better on your feet, but I'm getting rather dizzy watching you pace back and forth.
Well, Mr. Cranshaw, yesterday I brought up the matter of Charlie Bemis.
Now, you're not going to reproach yourself again for that. I said yesterday. Forget it. We all make mistakes.
No. You are mistaking me, sir. Mm-hmm. I wasn't reproaching myself. I was simply explaining. I recommended Charlie to you for the sales manager's job. You didn't think he was fitted for it, so you offered him another position.
Yes.
A position you may remember as European representative, which, as I said yesterday, I know had to do with the fact that your company has merged with this big Atlo Export-Import Company in New York.
Yes. Well, I must say, I don't know what point you're making. We both know all this.
I am simply reviewing the facts. All right. Charlie turned it down.
And you're still feeling embarrassed about it because you recommended him. Now, I told you...
No. Well, it did embarrass me, yes. But what I'm trying to say, Mr. Cranshaw, is that after 10 years with this company, you never even mentioned it to me. To me, that such a position was even available. I didn't even know about it.
Well, if I recall, the merger that you'd known about for months might happen went through while you were home with a sprained ankle.
Well, yes, that is true, but the fact remains that I think that that you...
I see. You feel I might have offered the position to you. Is that it?
Well, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think...
I understand.
Might have...
But it never occurred to me. Never occurred to me that you'd want it. After all, it means being away 6 months of the year. Now, you just built a new house. You have a new baby. Are you sure you'd want to be away from the family all that time?
Oh. Well, to tell you the truth, Mr. Cranshaw, I hadn't thought about the job itself as much as I have about the fact that I didn't know about it.
I see. Well, I'm very sorry. I really am. Because although I don't know what I'd do without you here, I'm sorry to say that the position I offered Bemis is no longer available.
Oh.
No. The Atlo Company decided to hire their own men, and it's no longer in my hands.
Oh, I see. Well, I'm sorry, then. I guess that I brought the matter up. I didn't mean I didn't like working here.
I understand. Yeah. And I think you're quite justified to make your objections known. I like a man who says what he thinks.
Well, yes. I'm sorry, sir. I guess I've created a tempest in the teapot.
Not at all. Sit down.
Truth is, maybe you're right. As you said, we have just built a new house and a new baby. And actually, I might not have liked the job as well as being here. It's just that I felt, sir, with my 10 years, that I should have been told that Mr. Cranshaw...
Huh? Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't listening to you. I was thinking.
You're listening to The Couple Next Door on Win Radio Was. We'll be right back.
And now, Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
Are your legal affairs in order? Are your legal documents up to date? Many people are very surprised to learn their documents fall short when they need to use them. Does your healthcare power of attorney meet HIPAA regulations? Does your power of attorney for finance have specific examples of when authority can be exercised? Or is it a simple one- or two-page document? Do you realize that a will goes to probate and a trust avoids probate? Did you check the TOD box on your car title? If you haven't updated your legal documents in the last 5 years, consult with an experienced elder law attorney or estate planning attorney immediately. I'm Steve Keeker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile, a nationally recognized military-friendly employer and official sponsor of National Defense Network. To learn more about their exclusive discounts for military and veteran families, visit t-mobile.com today.
Missouri Governor Mike Parson announced that his governor's challenge team launched a new website to further the state's efforts in reducing suicides among service members. Missouri established the team in 2021 to collaborate, plan, and implement suicide prevention best practices and policies for service members, veterans, and their families in conjunction with the VA and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. The site provides general information on the team's projects and strategic priorities, the impact suicide is having on the military community, and resources for both members of the military community and for anyone wishing to support them. For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
It just kicked off in Vancouver, but will make its way to select cities across Canada in 2023. Beyond King Tut, the immersive experience is a larger-than-life cinematic exhibit that celebrates the life of the famous Egyptian pharaoh. Loaded with technology, Beyond King Tut goes beyond a traditional artifact display. I caught up with creative producer Mark Locke.
This year is the 100th anniversary of the discovery of King Tut's tomb. We wouldn't do this show if it wasn't for National Geographic.
In partnership with National Geographic, Mark Locke explains about the final room of this walkthrough exhibit with the huge Egyptian boat in the middle and stories that play all around you.
When that death mask, the gold mask, creaks from the floor to the ceiling, that's a moment.
It's something you need to experience for yourself. Head over to BeyondKingTut.com for more. That's BeyondKingTut.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Welcome back to The Couple Next Door on WIN Radio Was.
Mr. Crenshaw?
Huh? Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't listening to you. I was thinking. You know, you give me an idea. Well, as a matter of fact, I had the idea, but it's been rather a problem. And what you've just said might be the solution. Yes, yes. You like to travel, eh?
Well, naturally, if there's an opportunity that seems...
Well, I'll be honest with you, Piper. And this is strictly between us. I wouldn't want it to get around the organization.
Oh, no, sir.
It was necessary, because of various reasons, to merge with this larger company. But I don't want to get swallowed up, if you know what I mean.
Yes, sir.
Now, naturally, I want to keep in close touch with everything that goes on with this larger company, if you follow me.
Well, no, not exactly, Mr. Crenshaw.
Well, here's my idea. While this would be your home base, shall we say... What do you think of various trips during the year, not only to the Atlow branch offices in this country, but to those in the foreign markets? Now, you will be my personal representative, whose duty is to acquaint himself with the various dealers, and also keep your eyes open for any new and important contacts. Well?
Well, yes. I mean...
Of course, in this country, it may be only a matter of flying somewhere for 2 or 3 days. But you understand that any trips to Europe or South America, well, it might be a matter of 6 weeks. 2 months at the most, I should say.
Oh, yes. Well, gosh, Mr. Crenshaw,
You speak any other languages?
French. I mean, enough to get by. Naturally, I'd brush up on it a little bit.
Well, think it over. Discuss it with your wife tonight and let me know tomorrow what you've decided.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. What some people behind the Iron Curtain think of us is not very flattering, but much of what they think of us is based on intentional false impressions planted in their minds by the communist propaganda machine. The communists know that if people in the captive nations hear the truth about the free world, they may try harder to gain their own freedom. The eventual success of the fight for freedom depends upon our getting the truth to these people behind the Iron Curtain. So far, we've been doing it successfully through the broadcasts of Radio Free Europe. The communist nations themselves readily admit the effects of these broadcasts. They go to all extremes to jam the programs. Still, we manage to get through with our messages of hope, as well as true news of the outside free world. If the spark of freedom is to stay alive, then Radio Free Europe must remain on the air. You can help keep it there by contributing your truth dollars now to the Crusade for Freedom, Mount Vernon 10, New York.
said, think it over. No. Discuss it with your wife and let me know what you've decided.
Oh. Isn't it exciting, Aunt Effie?
Exciting, my goodness. It's just absolutely thrilling.
Oh, thrilling, isn't it?
Of course, he asked me if I spoke any foreign languages, and I said, well, French.
Oh. You said you knew French.
Well, I mean, I said I'd brush up on it a little.
Honey, you haven't got enough French to even brush it up.
Well, I didn't want to say I didn't know any.
No, he's absolutely right. You can get some of those records that are just wonderful.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. And it'll be fun. We can get some Italian and French and Spanish.
Well, where'd you say you might go?
Oh, yes.
Well, as I said, quick trips, you know, in this country and some to South America. Oh. Then I know there are offices in Paris, Rome, and Geneva, and London, and Brussels, which might be where I'd get sent this summer. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I'll have to do something right away by getting a passport.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Well, wait a minute.
And clothes. Oh, I've got to plan my clothes.
Darling.
Oh, honey, we'll have such fun. We'll get the records and books and study French and Italian together in the evening.
Now, what you want to get that is terribly important are some very comfortable walking shoes.
Yes, walking shoes. Because I'll go to museums and cathedrals while he's busy, you know, during the day.
Wait a minute, will you?
Oh, there was a most wonderful article on travel. I was reading it today.
Honey, listen.
It's upstairs. It's upstairs. I'll go get it. It's all the unusual places to see.
Oh,
what's the matter?
She's not going.
Why, of course she's going. My goodness, we've discussed this many times. I have always said that when you two wanted to take a trip, I am always available to take care of the house and your two children. Now, don't you worry about that.
No, it isn't that, Aunt Effie. Yeah. I get my expenses paid, but that doesn't include my wife and...
What?
Well, my gosh, with this new house, we're strapped. I couldn't possibly afford to take her.
Oh, it's the thing she's dreamed about all her life, going to Europe.
I know it. Well, I won't tell her. Not until I decide definitely myself.
You'd better tell her tonight. Mm. Mark my words, it'll be a mistake to put it off.
Oh, no. I won't tell her tonight. No, I just can't.
I found it. Here it is. Here it is. Honey, it tells all the wonderful places you... What's the matter?
Nothing.
Oh, no, not a thing, nothing.
I'm so excited, I don't know what I'm doing. Oh, look, honey, look here, Paris, the Eiffel Tower, the Champs-Élysées, and look what it says.
Where are the germiest germs of all? Upstairs, downstairs, or in the hall? No! They're in the bathroom. And to wipe them out, indeed, a little dash of Lysol's all you need.
Yes, Lysol in your cleaning suds wipes out germs and odors. Disinfects from one cleaning to the next as nothing else can. Use Lysol, either the new pine-scented or regular, each week when you clean the bathroom.
That's the bathroom. A little dash of Lysol does it all.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Margaret Hamilton and Raymond Bramley and is produced by Walter Hart. This is Stuart Metz inviting you to listen again Monday for The Couple Next Door. CBS News brings the world to your door every hour on the CBS Radio Network.
That indeed, The Couple Next Door from February 6th, 1959. I'm Greg Bell, and earlier we heard from Hopalong Cassidy. And I mentioned his favorite beverage was the non-alcoholic sarsaparilla. Well, today it's simply a soft drink similar to root beer, but it debuted as a medicine. I'll detail that then wrap up when radio was right after this.
The claim we hold is a good as gold bonanza.
In the saddle with MusicRewind.com and Songs of the Wild West, a fantastic collection of 50 original Western classics on two CDs.
I'm a roving gambler. I've gambled all around.
Enjoy the recordings of Johnny Cash, Patsy Cline, Glenn Campbell, Slim Whitman, Rusty Draper, Marty Robbins, Tennessee Ernie Ford, Gene Autry, and many more.
Gunslinger, gunslinger, where did you go wrong?
Buy Songs of the Wild West today at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay just $17.98. Lasso in the savings by using promo code WILDWEST77 to save on shipping.
He was only three. Davy Crockett, the king of the wild frontier.
Head north to Alaska with Johnny Horton. Join in the Battle of Little Bighorn with Porter Wagner or experience many of the other songs of the Wild West. Just go to MusicRewind.com now or call 800-206-5002 to pay only $17.98.
Use promo code WILDWEST77 for reduced shipping. First man down, I'm a mean, son of a gun. Don't wait. Call 800-206-5002 or go to musicrewind.com now. Remember to save on shipping with promo code WILDWEST77. That's musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002 today. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
And now, Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
Are your legal affairs in order? Are your legal documents up to date? Many people are very surprised to learn their documents fall short when they need to use them. Does your healthcare power of attorney meet HIPAA regulations? Does your power of attorney for finance have specific examples of when authority can be exercised? Or is it a simple one- or two-page document? Do you realize that a will goes to probate and a trust avoids probate? Did you check the TOD box on your car title? If you haven't updated your legal documents in the last 5 years, consult with an experienced elder law attorney or estate planning attorney immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Welcome back. Before the break, we were talking about Hopalong Cassidy's favorite beverage, sarsaparilla. Today, it's a soft drink similar to root beer, but in the 19th century, it was introduced as a medicine, marketed as a remedy for hangovers, headaches, and even morphine addiction. Sarsaparilla. I'm Greg Bell, and that'll do it. But hey, remember to visit our website. It's winradiowas.com. And until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by radiospirits.com. This is your announcer.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.